earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
Who gave up jobs and security? Show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
They should thank my lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest. How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJSK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you. And God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Our mystery guest is a household name.
Yes.
And he's been on the show many times.
And we consider him a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Beef, Jerry Mather.
Jerry Mather.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Jerry, how do you feel about the success of your brother, Marshall?
I was at the airport the other day, and somebody wanted to know if he was my kid.
Well, Eminem.
He's not.
He's not.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beats.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, I don't know what this man got his dad for Father's Day.
What do you get for the guy who has everything?
What do you get God for Father's Day? Well, that's the question for Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I mean, he has every necktie ever made, so I don't know what you get him. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. B.F. Beal and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's where snapper is their favorite seafood. And I do mean seafood.
Seafood, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode here on this Monday, June the 18th.
What can I say?
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
Why? Just a new golden boy thing.
Okay. The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everybody.
Just keeping that for whenever it becomes appropriate.
I'm very suspicious.
Golden boy.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
Yep. Now, listen, want to start today's show. Of course, got a big weekend to tell you about. Big Father's Day. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Want to start today's show by spotlighting a young musical talent.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I ordinarily don't do this on the show. You know, we don't play records anymore, but my wallet home is covered with gold records from when I was a music director and a program director at Top 40 stations. And frankly, we'll give these guys a big break today.
That's okay, cool. Very good.
Because I for one, think that barbershop quartet music is on the way back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Absolutely. I want to start right now by playing this, the brand new single by Da Vinci's Notebook.
Da Vinci's Notebook.
They're big. You know.
Where did you acquire this?
They sent me a tape.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to give them a shot right now.
I like barbershop music.
On national radio, I'm going to give them a shot. And, you know, when you see them on the MTV Awards and when you see them on, they'll be booked, I'm sure, on everything from Soul Train to TRL.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you heard them here first.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes.
Beautiful, isn't
Never
it?
Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string.
Yeah.
And I've got the cure for all of my blues.
Listen to them harmonize.
Smart. I take a look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start to melt away. The happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big mountains in the place where it counts. And the feeling like a sunshiny day. Everything's going nowhere.
The smash.
Look at my enormous penis. And my troubles start melting away. Everything is going my way.
You know, keep it simple, stupid.
That's a hit.
And as long as I'm at it,
there's more.
Two in a row. Well, we haven't played this one for a long time, but enjoy the Rock Fest, everybody.
You said at first that we would never part.
Another great undiscovered talent.
How about a three for Where's Joe Pesci?
Biggest cowgirl bitch I've ever seen.
That's right.
Stuffed into your two-tight blue rag machine.
Yeah. Both these songs are giant hymns.
Well, I thought of every word from A to Z.
But you.
But you. You put the in country.
Okay. So, that's it. Remember, you heard them here first.
Right.
Da Vinci's Notebook.
There it is. That's lovely. I'd love to hear that as many times as you want to play it today. That's just my opinion.
How about out of a jingle?
Very good.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go,
start that so
come
sweet.
On and take a walk in my shoes.
And he's just looking at his penis.
Never worry about a thing.
He's the enormous penis.
Yes.
On a string.
Listen to how happy he is about it.
For all of my blues.
Oh,
you can feel the happiness.
I got great big amounts in the place where it counts.
That's right.
And the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
Stars of tomorrow.
Nothing is going my way.
Bring the whole chorus in.
No way. Everything is going my way.
Well, a hit is a hit is a hit.
Mm-hmm.
At the very end, I go, yum.
Yum.
All right, remember you heard it here first.
Did they do that at the concert you went to over the weekend?
Oh. Might as well have. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Very good.
Let me see. Oh, all the phones are ringing. Let's answer the telephone and then on to the rest of the junk on today's show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it sounds like some of that was edited out, that last version that you played.
You gotta be essing me.
I think it might have been.
You mean someone made an edit?
I think so.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Oh, let me take some more calls. Hello, is that why you're calling? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, they're dumping part of that song out.
You know, what is that friggin' Pixie's problem? What is her phone? Ron?
889.
889. Thank you, Buzz. Christ. I'll spend the rest of the show playing it and they stop dumping it out.
Why would that be dumped out?
I don't know.
Think of a reason.
She's sitting up there with a rule book up her ass.
That might have been dumped out, too.
Gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might have been.
Can I say she's got a rule book?
Hi, you reached Kate at WD.
What's Broyhill's phone number?
Call the operations director.
This is a great way to start a show, though.
Call yourself. Phone call for Don.
Yes?
What's going on?
Hey, we have to follow the rules.
Why? Come on.
Come on, that's not a rule. They just dumped something else out?
I don't know. Strange popping noises in our earphones.
Well, I don't... Oh, they did it again.
I'm like, stop it.
I'm sorry.
You did it that time.
I'm sorry.
You know, why the...
right. Joe Arden.
Hi, this
just
is Charlie Broyhill, and I can't take your call right.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bobby, I got something to fax over to you. What's your number, please?
Hold on, please. The hotline is ringing. Hello?
Bobby. I'm not there.
Hey, why would she dump out of the Enormous Penis song?
Do you know if she did, or are you just basing it on a listener?
I'm basing it on all the lines ringing right now.
Well, I listened to the song in my car. I don't think I heard any dumps. She didn't dump when you said Wilbuck up her ass.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
She's at 815.
I tried. I just got her voicemail.
No, you tried 889.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's moved, apparently.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
He's not there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. That song, I think it was cut more the second time you played it than the first, even.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna
I
play
think
it.
These might be troublemakers.
No, 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 no. I'm not kidding. Really,
well,
I'm not kidding.
Shouldn't we speak to Kate first and find out if she dumped it?
Okay, 815?
Correct. All right, I'll ask her if she dumped it.
This is Kate.
Hey, did you dump that?
I dumped it after it became repetitive and...
Oh, you!
No, wait, dumb bitch!
What are you doing? I didn't dump it. You're killing me!
No, somebody downstairs dumped stuff, too.
No, don't dump it!
I didn't dump all of it. Somebody downstairs...
Don't dump anything! I don't care if you think it's repetitive! Christ!
Well,
somebody dumped it downstairs, too?
Yes. Because I
who dump,
I
who's on the dump thing. Button down here?
Who dumps down here?
I have no idea.
Wait, does somebody dump down here as well?
I saw, like, at least one dump. I can't tell, like, how many happened, but
here
I can tell when it is.
Here comes Lisa.
There's a dump button in here, and then there's a dump button in the producer's room, and we didn't, I mean, didn't dump anything.
Okay, well, listen, Pixie, don't dump out. I don't care if you think it's repetitive. Because I could get on the air all day and say I've got an enormous penis. I can and I have and I will. I've got an enormous penis.
You're simply stating a fact.
Well,
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've got an enormous penis. And if they want to put that into song, don't you dare hit that dump button. Did someone just dump me out now?
No.
We heard another click.
I don't know what clicks Buzz is hearing, and I didn't know.
Buzz hears a clicking sound. It's that old age thing. Well, Buzz hears clicking sounds all the time.
Why don't you just do something with your hands so that you don't have to worry about pressing a dump button today? Please. Please. For the love of God. Okay?
What specifically do you want me to do with my hands?
She's baiting you.
No. See, I'm going to say something. You're going to have to dump it out. But you know what? But listen, you're killing me with this. You're just killing me. I mean, if you're this hyperactive, go run the dump button on all the other shows on this station. Don't worry about us. This is a safe harbor.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I mean it. Don't make me come up there.
Sure, Dad.
Hey, listen. Listen, you.
She's funny.
She's dumping our show.
I know.
This is not funny.
No, that's not it at all.
Yes, that is it. You're doing a job. You've been hired to protect the station's license. I'm doing the job. I'm doing the job they told me. Well, I'm doing the job they told me to do, too. And I
understand that. You're here to push the envelope. And...
I push the envelope by playing a song that says, I look at my enormous penis?
I thought it was
I heard
22.
A clicking sound.
You can say, look at my enormous penis for 4 hours straight. You can say it.
No, by adding enormous in front of penis, it becomes a graphic description.
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to put my enormous penis...
Oh, now, calm down.
Somewhere you're not going to like
calm
it.
Calm down.
This is the problem. Christ, this is the problem. We got some girl making $6.50 an hour deciding what goes too far, what is too graphic. No way. Enormous penis. I've got an enormous penis. I love the song about enormous penises.
It's a very funny song.
Christ. Don't be so literal. If anyone gets in trouble, it will not be you. Okay?
Uh-huh. I'm not protecting myself.
Who are you protecting?
WJFK.
Please. You're protecting WJFK? I got to get someone up there who's got a friggin' sense of humor, who understands what is indecent and what is not indecent. Because you don't know. I mean, I don't know if I don't know you. I don't know if you don't have a sense of humor or if you're up there thinking that you're a real censor. All I know is that for the last 8 years we've done this show, we've never had as much stuff dumped as since you started running the dump button. Because you're up there literally following some... And where's the stupid rule book?
Apparently there are a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, I've never seen one.
Kate, don't you have a bunch of books up there?
Yeah, I do. I have a bunch of folders.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to have to have you reassigned. I'm serious. I am not kidding. I really think we should have someone... Hell, we got to have someone who gets it running our dump button. Otherwise, you're killing us here. You're absolutely killing us.
Okay.
Goodbye. Please, F you. It was repetitive.
See, I don't know what's in those folders.
No, listen, it doesn't matter what's in the folders. What's in the folders has been in the folders for the whole 10 years we've been working here.
Right.
All I know is now that we've got, you know...
Did she go through Alan? Is that why
she's not
there?
Even here.
Was she hired by Jeremy, by Charlie? I mean, what's going on?
I think she's hired by Broyhill. I think. I don't know. I inherited her. I don't know.
Well, you're the creative program director.
Yeah,
you should know who hired her.
I don't know. Christ.
You calling Broyhill?
Yeah. All I know, that's a crappy way to do a radio show. Jesus. They got someone who's making what they're paying at McDonald's.
So it was fine the first time, but it was the repetitive nature.
But please.
Here's Charlie Broyhill.
Here he is now.
He's walked into the studio.
He's walked into the studio with his phone. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm back.
Okay, you're in the studio. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Here he is, the operations manager of WJFK.
Did you hang up on me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Charlie just came in here.
Why the...
I just took my feet off.
She's right.
What the frig is
she's
going on?
She's right about the descriptive, the enormous part.
Oh, please!
She's right.
She's right that I quit.
Yeah, right.
No, come on, really.
She's right.
What about when we played the song, what was that,
Detachable.
Detachable Penis.
Right.
We played that, and that was fine.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, a couple years ago.
Right, things have changed since then for us.
Really? So you're telling me that this same high standard of censorship is going to be inflicted on every show on Infinity Broadcasting?
The ones that are in this building.
Please. This is being deleted.
You ever get so low that you don't
this?
Which way to go.
This is a funny bit.
Take a walk in my
seems innocent.
Christ. Never worry about a thing. Got the
I'm going to have to appeal this to a higher court then.
Now, because we have spent some time in between, it would no longer be repetitive, right?
Yeah, because we're still not talking about a penis.
Look at my enormous penis.
So that got through.
In my troubles, card of
Buzz?
And yeah, now we got to have Buzz monitor the on air.
We seem to be on track.
Alright, good.
I think I understand now.
I don't.
I think if we're not talking about it, and like
I wasn't talking about it. I was playing it. When she just... Yeah. Welcome to hell. I can't believe we signed a new contract to work here. This sucks. Sucks on ice.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Way to go. Butchering the show, right? I mean, we've not been on the air 10 minutes. For playing that. Yeah? And?
Do you know, in all the years, I will tell you this, in all the years that I have worked with you, and I've seen you with your battles with management, I have never seen an operations manager that casually smiles at you the way Charlie does when this goes on, you know.
You know, listen, don't forget, just 2 weeks ago, you were on this side of it.
Right.
Yeah, come on.
I can go on both sides.
No, you can't. No, you got to be on the side of good guys. Be on the side of the guys who want to play the song, Enormous Penis. Look at my enormous penis.
You know, you know why I'm conflicted?
Why?
I'm conflicted because Kate, who does this job up there, is such a nice person.
Oh, she's so nice.
She is. She's one of the
great.
There are a lot of pricks.
Well, why don't you go to her when our ratings crashed to zero because she's dumping out all the good stuff, but she's a nice person.
She seems very nice.
I don't care.
There are not many people that seem nice around here.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
You give me a bitch up there who doesn't dump anything, and I'm happy. I'd rather have that than have, Heidi up there, or Hansel and Gretel, whatever her name is, in a Snow White up there. And she, she's so nice, she dumps everything out.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Christ. Really, Christ.
I know. I'm with you.
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
I'm with you. I'm doing a baby step, and I'm doing the work.
You're on her side, too.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No,
because she's nice. Because she's so nice.
It's very, there aren't a lot of people. Let me clarify
okay,
my point.
Because she's nice.
There's not a lot of people in the hallways here that qualify as just pleasant on a daily basis.
So because she's pleasant, it's okay that she's effing up the show?
No, it's certainly not okay that she's effing up the show. It's just, that's why I feel bad that we have this conflict because of that. If it was somebody, there's so many other people that I wish had that job in this building that I would feel... that I would feel better about.
So what you're saying is,
sparring with, you see.
If Andy Rice had that job.
Oh, I'd be upstairs right now.
You'd be screaming.
I'd be upstairs. I wouldn't be talking about it. I'd be upstairs.
Okay. Well, I got no love lost for this pixie. Really, I don't. And frankly, I'm good. I am. I swear to God.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get us a new dump person.
Well, you know what? It's almost time for Andy to quit and come back. So when he does, maybe you can give him the job of the dump.
Reassign Andy.
Sure. We just have to wait for him to quit, which should be any time now.
I thought it was repetitive. Please.
Kiss my ass. I can still say that, can I?
Kiss it.
No.
Kiss my ass. Go ahead. Kiss my ass. The bad part. The angry part.
The purple part. I've always heard that is a really purple. I don't think so. Never really spent a great deal of time.
I've never spent a mirror.
I never
spent time with a mirror looking there.
I think even if I had a mirror, it would probably be real difficult I suppose if you get yourself in the right position.
Yeah, right.
Like when that girl's looking at herself on Sex in the City.
Yeah, right.
We just have to slide a little forward.
She's looking at her poontang.
Bad Sex in the City last night, too. Not one of my favorites.
Wouldn't know.
You didn't watch it last night?
Well, I was walking out of Donny Osmond's concert at that time.
Right, that's what you said to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't get it. I mean, the FCC is relaxing its enforcement of its standards.
Yes.
And your people are getting more strict on this. What?
Yes, I agree. I don't understand it either.
They're not even monitoring anymore. They're only going after that which is reported to them.
Right.
Correct.
They need to back off.
Who need? Right, the people here need. Yes,
that,
amen. Right.
Fixie.
Yeah, the pixie has to back off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes.
Hey, look, I've been listening to you guys since the ABA days. They need to understand, we listen to you guys for a reason. And listening to huge sections of the show get chopped out ain't it. I mean, I feel like I work for Infinity now. They need to change their name from Infinity to the Fourth Reich or something.
All right, amen. Thank you, my friend.
The man feels very strongly about this.
He does.
The Fourth Reich.
I'll mention that.
It might be an appropriate name.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah.
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 Keep sitting down with the two fat men.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
You guys were on the air with Charlie Broglio playing your song, and 95% of it got through. What they did edit out was they edited out Enormous. They left penis in there, but Enormous
doesn't work
listen,
that way.
They don't have the technology to just take one word out at a time. If when they edit out, they edit out like 7 seconds of the show.
Well, when it first played, when the first song, when it was on, it wasn't dumped. It sounded like they put a bleep in.
No, they don't. No, see,
this is why also we don't rely on listening.
Now we are getting erroneous information. They do not have the ability to simply beep something.
Hey, I got some advice for you.
Sir, in your particular case, I wouldn't worry about it. I think there are a lot of other listeners I'd rather have worry about it, but I don't think one should be you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. Program Director, put on your Program Director's hat and do some directing of the program there.
What do you think I'm doing here, you idiot?
Improvise, adapt, overcome.
I'm not.
You get that in one of those management stores
that's
in the malls?
No, that's a Marine Corps thing.
Oh. Bingo.
That's what the Marines do.
Well, kudos to you. You knew a Marine Corps thing before I did. Improvise.
It's from the...
What movie?
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket. Oh. He's right.
Improvise.
Adapt. Overcome.
Improvise. Adapt. Overcome.
And it's also
also from the Clint Eastwood movie when we attack Grenada.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
And to celebrate, let's listen to a great song.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, cause I've got the cure for all of my.
Just a week ago, I said we were happy working here.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
I thought I didn't make that bet with you.
Which one?
About shaving my head if we weren't happy?
Oh, really?
Look at my enormous penis.
Monday's July 18th.
Sing it.
I got a great big amount in the place where it counts. And everything's going my way.
One more time.
Take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start to melt away. Everything is going my way.
Yum.
Yum. That's all she wrote, my brothers.
All right, well, I believe that got through.
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. I've been here for 7 years.
I know.
Nothing works here.
I know.
The medication doesn't work.
I know.
That's the happy guy with the disorder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. You know, at the beginning of the show, I don't think it got dumped at all, at least out here in the West. I'm out here in Spokane. I'm delivering mail.
Now, listen, you hear the same thing, gay. No matter where you are,
you're delivering mail. I bet you hear those clicking sounds, though.
Oh no, I didn't hear any clicking.
You're hearing the exact same thing, and the dump that you hear would not be a click. It is a digital edit that simply takes away 7 seconds of something that was said.
Right, I understand that. I've heard it done before to you guys, but it doesn't seem like it. They did it this time, but
well, no, she said that she did.
Oh well,
thank you.
Either way. And where do we get these outstanding songs at?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. We were dumped again? Hello, Don and Mike. We were dumped again?
That's what it sounded like to me. Right at the very end, when they go in to say enormous penis for the third time, they dumped it out, and it came back, and all you heard was you guys singing penis in the fourth time they say it.
All right. Hold on a sec.
Everybody wants to get into this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. Hey, I'm a sound technician. I do the same thing you guys got dumped. I don't work for radio, though. I'm just a sound guy. I do bands and stuff.
Okay, we don't need a bio. We just need to know, was it dumped?
Yeah, it was dumped.
Hotline ringing.
Hold on a second. Hotline's ringing. Hello?
You know, there's one other thing about this song that I don't think Rob has mentioned, is that it is 2.5 minutes, and he edited it so that it was shorter.
Yeah, so?
So maybe those are the edits they're hearing.
That wouldn't surprise me, because, I mean, even to an untrained ear, that sounds like an edit.
The edits we made, though, I thought were seamless.
Yeah, I think they're pretty clean.
They're clean, but you can tell. You know what I mean. You can tell that it's an edit.
I don't know. I think they're pretty good.
I'm not putting down your edit.
I'm on TV.
All right. It's very sensitive in here, Rob.
I think they're very clean edits, Rob.
Thank you.
I love my edits.
Well, enjoy France, boys. But I'm saying you can tell that there's just, I mean, I could tell hearing it the first time that you had shortened the song. I knew that there was an edit in there.
It could be, but I don't think, I mean, not if Kate said she dumped it.
But I mean, what I'm saying, here's the only point I'm making, is people would call in and say, hey, it sounded like you, because it has that kind of similar thing. Because the song changes tempo.
Excuse me, I forgot we're dealing with a musician here.
No, but I mean, the first time I heard it, I knew that the song had been edited.
Oh, BS!
Well, play it again.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go,
pick the edit.
Come on and take a walk in my shoes.
Comes out in the last part.
Got a thing, got the world. String, cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
You've already missed 2 minutes. That's fine. Those are great edits.
You've already missed 2.
I don't doubt that for a second.
train my troubled car to melt away. I think I'm looking at my enormous penis, and my happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. I have the feeling like a sunshine.
We're four edits now. Where are they?
And my troubles start to melt away.
That's the only one that I heard.
That's one of seven.
It's one of seven edits. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, but that's the one. And the other ones are great. Because I absolutely had no idea there were any other edits in there.
Yum. All right, so you picked out that, one out of
seven. Yeah, one. I mean, yeah, absolutely. The other edits were great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I'm calling in support of Pixie. Why don't you lay off her? She's just doing her job. You sound like a bitch from the program directors like you used to before you were one.
Hey, listen, F you, okay? What the hell? So you're all for the censorship of this show?
No, I'm saying lay off her. I'm not saying it's...
Why?
Lay off her.
Why should I lay off her? She is not dumping the correct way. She's not dumping the stuff...
I'm not talking about the way she's doing her work, but you're calling her a bitch. You're calling her a 6-15-hour whore.
I didn't call her a whore.
Okay, you called her a bitch.
I said she makes $6.50 an hour, which she does, and I called her a bitch, which is what I thought of her at the moment.
Well, maybe her work. Why don't you say her work is bad rather than she's a bitch?
You're a douchebag.
Don't you also complain? You used to complain about your program directors, the way they evaluated you and your performance.
Let me tell you something. If I truly ran this station, and I don't, I just control what goes over the radio as far as what disc jockeys are on the air and how it's being presented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have fired her. I can't. It's not my job. I can't fire her. I would.
Last week she was the icing on top of her cake, and this week she's a bitch you're ready to fire.
How was she the icing on top of the cake last week?
You called her, I think it was last week, when you asked her about something. You were really nice to her. You called her Pixie because she reminded you of a small little girl. Well, real nice to her, and then next week you changed. Like,
yes, hello. You know what it's called? It's called a mood swing.
is that her fault?
That's what it's called.
A violent mood swing, and that's okay.
That's what it's called.
This show is filled with violent mood swings.
Well, I got news for you. What? Go ahead. What? You didn't call to hear anything. You just called to... Yeah, you just talked to me,
sir. The name of the movie was Heartbreak Ridge, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, what movie are you talking about?
The Clint Eastwood movie.
Adapt and that whole Marine movie.
Well, I didn't say anything. I didn't even know where that came from.
Well, you were trying to figure what movie it was.
I didn't know it came from a movie. You're wrong about that.
Well, Don said it came from a Clint Eastwood movie, and I thought you were asking about it. You said you heard it before.
Did you say it came from a Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah, I said the movie where we invaded Grenada.
Right.
Hey, I'm listening.
Oh, God, you are an idiot.
How's that?
Happy Monday, everybody.
You really are an idiot.
Well, how do you figure that?
How do I figure that?
I'm just calling this girl's kind of on the other end of the line here. Yep.
Oh, you're calling to defend her. Well, that's great. I'm telling you, she's doing a piss-poor job of running the dump button. And if I could, I'd fire her ass.
Well,
I can't.
No, there's a difference. Tell her she's doing a bad job running the dump on it. I agree with that. But calling her a bitch...
Well, that is my way. I'm calling you an ass wipe.
That's fine. I don't work for you.
Well, and
I think you've called before, too, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
right.
All the time.
Listen, she's a bitch. You're an ass wipe. My general manager is a douchebag. And the other general manager is numbnuts.
Well, why don't you put some of your workers on and tell them what they really feel about you?
I was going to... You know what?
He's getting everything he wants out of this.
I'm sure I'm hated by a large majority of the people who work here. I don't give a crap.
I just don't think it's right calling this young girl a bitch. It's just, you can tell by her tone of voice that she has to be quiet.
You know so much about the situation.
No, I just don't think it was fair.
Well, why don't you quit whatever you're doing and become a pro bono lawyer and work for people who really need your help, rather than calling to defend some girl who's running my dump button?
Well, I can't call and defend her?
No.
I can't simply make...
No, you can't.
You do it on a regular basis, though. And it lacks credibility. And listen, I don't care if it was
her. You're doing this. You're not doing this because you want to defend anybody. You're doing this because you do this for your own recreation.
And the bottom line is, I don't want our show to be edited. We didn't do anything that was obscene and anything that was filthy.
You know, I agree with that. I wish it wasn't either.
All right. So the fact is, though, you do this for recreation. And it would be different if you called every, 3 years or so. But you call on a regular basis. And you call because you like to get...
I've probably got through four or five times in the last 4 or 5 months.
Right, exactly. So once a month... Yeah, let me explain.
You're a heavy caller.
Once a month...
How much I listen to your
Shut up for a second. Once a month is a ridiculously overactive caller. If you add the callers that even participate in this show... Most of them, the vast overwhelming majority, never ever call a radio station in their lives.
Listen, we
call once a month, that puts you into a different category altogether.
We're very glad you're...
And I'm sure the majority of them aren't in the car as much as I am.
You know what? We're very glad...
I disagree with that completely.
We're very glad that...
I'm in the West Coast 12 to 4. I'm in my car from between 8 and 5 about...
We are very glad that you listen. We're very glad you listen. But please, your input means nothing. So just shove it.
Go away.
Well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to keep listening. Maybe I won't call. But
right, great. Good. Keep listening. Keep listening, but keep your opinions to yourself.
The other guy you goof on. But I just think it was unfair just calling this girl a bitch. That's all.
Well, I'm sorry she was acting like a bitch. She needed to be called a bitch.
Don't apologize to me.
I'm not apologizing to you. I'm not apologizing to anybody.
All right.
You know who the biggest bitch is? What's your mother's name?
You're the boss.
What's your mother's name? She's the biggest bitch. She's the one that gave birth to you.
Well... That's your opinion. I've heard that before, too.
You've heard that what? That your mom's a bitch?
No, that you say that about it. These callers, you call, you attack their mothers, you attack their brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles. That's all right.
Well, you love the show, though.
I listen to it all the time. You're right.
You love the show.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a problem with the format. I just don't think it was fair.
All right. Well, you've made your point 15 times. How many more times do you want to say
it? And maybe you've learned a valuable lesson today that life isn't fair.
Nobody said that life is fair, Tina. I'm bigger, I'm faster, I will always beat you.
And I reserve the right to call anybody any name that I like.
That's fine.
All right, now go away.
Because it's my ball. You can't play.
And it's your show.
That's right.
All right. Now go away.
And it's girl's
now
girl.
Go away.
Oh, well, that sounds
go away.
I'm so sorry.
Go away.
Come on, all get right. lost. You're not right. wanted here.
Count to three and I'll hang up.
One, two, three.
Right.
I didn't mind yielding that at all.
Yeah.
I felt like the victory was ours.
You gave up no ground.
I didn't think so. You know, it was a thought process, though, you know, but then I said, no, I'd rather have him go away.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, those
damn, I wish I hadn't counted to three.
Let it go, man.
I'm sorry, man. It's tearing me up inside. Mike.
Hello.
O'Mara.
What?
Those golfers on the 18th hole, yesterday, they choked.
Well, yeah.
On my enormous penis.
That was a good son of call.
It was.
Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string. Cause I've got the cure for all of mine.
Bum, 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 bum.
Look at my enormous penis.
You bitch.
My troubles start to melt away.
Don't dump that.
Take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay.
You know, I thought I'd just start the show, give it some guys a break today.
Yeah. In the place where it counts.
It's always an adventure,
like a
but an adventure.
Penis.
I swear to God. It's what makes the job great. Really, never. Yeah. Walking down the hallway, nice little Monday, Don and I chatting in the office, you know. Walk in here, anything can happen. Welcome to it.
Yum.
Hold on. Where's the yum?
Yum.
Hello. It's a horrible edit.
Don and Mike
show.
Kidding, Rob.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, guys. I don't mean to sound repetitive, but penis in your mouth. Penis.
Defend that.
Okay. Hey, cool it.
Life is a breeze.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you two F-stains. What the hell's going on?
Hey, I don't know, C-Breath.
Who?
C-Breath.
Who? I have mine all prepared, but when you gave me one on the fly,
C-O.
Gosh dang.
C.
Gosh dang.
You know what I mean. C-Breath. What can we do for you?
I got you. Nothing. I was wondering if old Mike watched that stupid golf tournament, watched them guys choke their guts out yesterday.
I was watching it for ye.
He was?
You know what? I swear
he
to God.
He was?
Have you ever, sir, do you golf?
Hell no, I sold my golf club.
All right, you know what? I think any golfer can relate to a 3 foot from that distance. That's all I'm going to say. I know they're professionals, but I mean, the pucker factor in that situation is pretty enormous, but I was, you know, I felt so bad for the guy because you got 1 million people in back of this green who collectively go, oh, loser, choke artist.
And I don't like golf, except when Tiger Woods is on.
Right.
Right. But even I liked the fact that you have these guys who have a putt that's like a putt-putt thing.
Right.
It's like it's a foot away from the hole.
Yes, exactly.
And both of these guys are such retards.
Right.
They can't make the simplest putts. Now, that I can relate to.
It was amazing. And anybody that's ever played, I mean, I've three-putted many times like sure. that. It's horrible. But, you know, these guys are supposed to, the whole thing. And when you got a guy like Johnny Miller on NBC who just doesn't cut these guys even one bit of slack, and he's sitting there going, oh, man, they're going to remember this for a long, long time. You know, just make it, just open that wound up and pour the salt in.
Good
the
him.
Only thing that'll close the door on it will be the guy, you know, he's winning today. So he will be able to. It'll be erased. It won't be. Now, if the other guy, Mark Brooks, if he won today, then that would be forever. You will walk around with the L on your forehead. But if he wins the playoff today, then it's erased and it doesn't matter.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I just want to let you know something. In the middle of all of that, the heated arguing with the Pixie and the talk about being censored and everything,
right.
It didn't stop Rob from giving me this plug, which he would like me to read.
Well, you know, we all rely on you for those plugs.
Well, but I mean, seriously, I'm in the middle of yelling at the Pixie and yelling at the guy on the phone, and
right,
we're trying
right.
to play the penis song. Rob is in the back of the room writing down the plug because he's going to be giving away free pastrami sandwiches.
Mm.
I know we all have our priorities, and I think if you examine what I did, it's actually quite wise.
Ah, very good. Okay,
I mean,
good.
And keep in mind the last line on that card.
Don't miss our own Rob Spiewak Wednesday, 11 to 1 at Togo's.
Togo, not Togo's. Togo's.
Togo's.
A daytime prior to the show appearance.
In Sterling, Virginia, get a free pastrami sandwich.
Right.
Rob's last appearance before France.
So if something unfortunate happens, this could be your last chance
right.
to see me.
To see you.
That's right. Come out.
I mentioned great edits on that song. I'm sorry about
Thank
that.
Thank you. You know what you should do?
I missed seven of them.
Come to Togo's and I'll hook you up with a cured meat sandwich.
Now, Rob, let me tell you something. And I don't normally like to pile on a plug, but I will tell you this. That if you're talking about an individual, I think an individual in media, I'm not even going to say radio.
Okay.
I'm not going to confine it to radio. I'm going to say if you're talking about an individual in media in all of Washington that knows his way around a deli
yeah.
and a sandwich,
yes.
you're talking about Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the right man for this job.
Come out and get a sandwich. What it is, it's a way to say thank you to people that already come to Togo's.
F you, Rob.
And a good reason.
I read it.
Been, try it.
I read it. Shut up. Read it right in the middle of the show. And I was supposed to read it till the end of the show.
Last chance before France.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello. That's all he cares about. You know, we're arguing about our constitutional rights here, and he's back there busy writing a card, you know, come get a free pastrami sandwich.
Do you know what I've determined, though, about this show and about most of life, really, about Buzz and Rob and you and me and everybody?
Right.
It's all about us.
Right.
Well, individually, it's all about us.
I guess you're right.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, right. and that's just where he likes it. Oh, did I mention I won both my matches over the weekend? Oh,
there you go.
Retief Goosen might have three-jacked to lose the U.S. Open, but I won both of my matches. And I want to thank my partner, Brian McMahon. The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it. Brian McMahon, who played incredible golf. And the golden boy, shine again. You know, I don't want to say he carried me, but one of my opponents suggested that I give him a sugar cube and an apple after the round.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? I just want one more call before we go to break. Hello?
Hi. Don, Mike?
You're ready to hit the showers right now, aren't you?
Yeah. It's been a day. Well, you know that.
I know.
It's already been a day.
I know.
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I wanted to see if y'all were having a Las Vegas-style show anywhere in the Fairfax area soon.
No, we've decided we'd never make another public appearance again. Thank you, though.
We used to make them, but now that Don is program director, we will never go out in public
yeah.
again.
Hold on a second. One last call. Really, and I got a guy who I would trust to run our dump button.
Ah.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Here he is right now.
Hi, Tom.
The
How
sensor
you doing?
For the Don and Mike
I will do the dump button. I'll come in and
give me a job. I'll work the dumb button on the show all the time.
I'll tell you something. Because Charlie Broyhill has been such a lack of help today, please call Charlie in his office as soon as you hang up the phone.
Oh, wow.
And if he's not there, leave him a voicemail and tell him that I've recommended you for the job as the new dump button operator.
Yes, I will. I'll get paid, right?
Yes, you get paid.
Of course.
How much?
$6.50 an hour.
$6.50 an hour?
Yes. $6.50.
$6.50 an hour.
$6.50 an hour. Call, hang up right now and call Charlie right
now. But before you do, roar.
All right, bye, Tom.
I'll call him.
Bye.
Okay. Yes, he will.
I mean, he's dialing it right now. Slowly.
Well, maybe he's got speed dial
on the on the monster phone.
Maybe he does, though. He gets through during some of our more busy times.
And I bet Tom has one of those phones with the big, gigantic buttons so he can just press the button with his cane.
Right, right. Or his forehead.
You know, speed dial still requires finding the button.
Yeah.
And God forbid it's like 1-800-CALL-ME.
Oh,
don't spell those.
No, you got to give him the numbers.
Yeah, you do.
877-365-3636. That is our phone number, prize package right now for the 100th caller. Good luck.
Number one. Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. So I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What? Oh.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm feeling better.
You know, I know you are. But you like that. It's a good way to get the blood flowing on Monday.
Oh, I just fired Kate. I'm not kidding.
God.
I just fired her.
Did she get reassigned or
no.
What?
She's out on the street right now.
She's walking she's walking the streets.
She's selling her body right now on the street.
Oh, my God.
She's turned to hooky.
I'm a little orphan girl now.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hello. Yeah, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, kick ass.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Brandon.
No, of course I didn't fire her. Just spoke to her.
Was that her on the phone?
Part was her and part was someone else.
Was that just Broyhill on the phone?
And her at the very end.
Oh, really? She hopped on?
Yes, where it was...
Everybody make nice?
As nice as we can make.
Very good.
As nice as...
You know me, I like peace occasionally.
As nice as we can, being as we have beautiful penises, which is how the rule was just explained to me. If the song said, look at my beautiful penis...
Mm-hmm.
There's not a problem. But by saying enormous penis, there's a problem.
Because I know why. Because the enormous thing, right, it denotes raw sexuality.
No. So, yeah. So, for the rest of the day, just every once in a while, I'm going to want to break into song with you guys. Look at my beautiful penis.
Man, do you hear that perfect pitch in here?
Nice.
Listen, hi, what's your name?
Brandon.
And, Brandon, where are you from?
Citrus Heights, California.
Caller 100. Now, listen to this. You want a Whammo Fun in the Sun toy.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
Whammo, the leader in outdoor summer toys, available at toy stores everywhere.
Whammo.
But wait, there's more. You've also won a free account on MafiaMob.com, plus 200 points. Join the Mafia at MafiaMob.com.
Wow.
The Internet's hottest new game, MafiaMob.com. Whack everybody. That's what it says.
Good motto.
I'll just tell you something about this website. It's enormous.
Oh, there you go. It's an enormous website.
An enormous website.
That you sit there and watch with your beautiful penis.
Right. Also from the wonderful World Wide Web.
Hey.
www. Let me see. Wednesday on the show, we're going to have the three-month experiment is over with the girls who have been taking New Bust.
Well, I sure hope we get a better turnout than the last time.
They're all coming in on Wednesday.
Good, I sure hope so.
And all of the pictures of their naked breasts are going to be on the web, so you can see how the breasts have grown.
Mine have I have never been bigger, and I'll tell you, when I first started taking the product, I was also a little irritable, and now I feel just great every day. And my powers of concentration are bigger.
So the New Bust girls will be here Wednesday. We will get those pictures on the web. You will see the pictures.
Wonderful.
On the web. Thursday, live in the studio, Journey is coming in to perform for us.
Yeah. You're the musicologist. Just refresh my memory with Journey, with their what was their biggest hit?
Well, any way you want it.
That's the way you want it. Any way you want it.
I think this is probably the song that you'll remember best that Journey did.
If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go.
Yeah, it sounds like Steve Perry.
Take a walk,
I think if we sing Beautiful over Enormous.
Never worry about a thing.
They won't
the
dump it.
On a string,
yeah, we should really let him. Everybody looks like we're singing.
All of his blue. I take a look at my beautiful penis. And my troubles kind of melt away. I take a look at my beautiful penis. And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts.
That's right.
And the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
Beautiful penis. Look at how beautiful it is.
Yum.
Yum. Yum. Also from the, so anyway, Journey's coming in on Thursday.
Minus Steve Perry.
Although they got a guy who sounds just like him.
And looks just like him.
He does.
Good enough.
Have you not
That's
seen?
The important part. No, I haven't.
They got a skinny guy.
Right.
With a big, gigantic beak nose and long, long hair.
I'm so glad they were able to find a celebrity lookalike.
They did. Sounds just like him. And then Friday on the show, the Mike Birthday Nude Fest.
Oh, really?
All I
do, I get to pick the recipient of the nude?
Already selected.
Well, I thought the birthday person always gets to pick.
So you just sit back and watch.
Enjoy.
Really? Just enjoy.
So you've selected somebody special?
Someone new.
Someone new?
Someone new, someone you'll like.
Will I approve?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, you will.
Because, you know, when GB has a birthday...
I know.
He doesn't want to be disappointed.
Listen, GB, we won't let you down, okay?
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
Won't let you down. Right. Now, also from the internet world, we got a letter... And Lisa just brought a note. The guy wants to come on the show. I don't see any need to talk to the guy. We got a letter from Lycos.com. Have you heard what that is?
Heard of a website, right?
That's a search engine or a website or something like that. They have, let me see, media alerts. Web users speak out. Who is the most popular radio host in America?
Mm-hmm.
Lycos presents the top 20 radio personalities based on internet searches. All right? So, Stern is number one.
Okay.
That's no surprise.
Right.
Rush Limbaugh is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Art Bell, that UFO quack, is number three.
Well, isn't he an internet dude anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he makes his hay.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger is number four. Mm. Paul Harvey is number five. And at number six, it's the Don and Mike show.
Well, I think that's good.
You know, normally we don't applaud being number six, but frankly...
Very well-known list of radio people.
I'll take it. And then number seven, right behind us, our buddies in New York, Opie and Anthony.
Wonderful.
Number eight, Don Imus.
Hey.
Number nine, Jim Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Tom Joyner. 11, Man Cow. 12, G.
Gordon Liddy. How about you?
13, Lay King. 14, Phil Hendry, the guy that does that incredibly idiotic show where he pretends to be all of the callers.
Right.
15, Tom Lickass. 16, Joan Rivers. Now we're getting to the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
17, Oliver North. 18, Dr. Demento. Just let me say, if you're rated...
He's still alive?
If you're rated below Dr. Demento, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
19, Michael... Medved.
Oh, no.
Movie reviewer.
Isn't he like a nerd boy?
Yeah.
Number 20, John Boy and Billy, whoever they are.
Okay. Now he's at the bottom.
I wonder if they're from the South.
I bet they are.
I have heard of them. I think they're out of Tampa, maybe. I'm not sure.
Let me see. So, anyway, the guy writes in here that, you know, Stern is the most downloaded... The only show he's never heard of is the show rated number six, the Don and Mike show.
Oh,
is that what he says? Is the guy who wrote in the press release? That's the only show he'd never heard of. That we're on WJFK Washington and WNEW New York.
That's dick.
let me see. On the decline is Don Imus.
Bleh.
Beloved by the media.
Stupid idiot.
Less popular on the internet than ever before. Paul Harvey. So that's it from Lycos.com.
Well, it's nice to be on there.
Yeah, sure.
So we're number six on that list. Thanks for the press release. Thanks for mentioning that in the press release.
Yeah, that's very flattering.
So he happens to live in a city or work in a city that we're not on in.
He's in Waltham, Massachusetts, so that must be a Boston suburb, maybe.
You know, it's amazing with our public relations machine that he hasn't heard of our show.
Yeah. Makes me feel real good, because it says, all this stuff about Stern and Limbaugh and Dr. Laura. Mm-hmm. The surprise of the list is number six, Don and Mike, the only show I'd never heard of.
Well, that's good. Now he's heard of us.
Really? You mean you've heard of the John Boy and Billy show, but you'd never heard of this show?
What's the matter, Poindexter?
You had heard of Michael Medved, but never heard of this show?
Sharpen your ears. I sharpen your ears.
So anyway, that is from Lycos.com. Oh, and that, of course, was a .com theme that we had going. There we go. That was an internet-related feature.
Don!
Here on DonandMike.com. Whenever we talk about the internet, we'll play this song.
The Don and Mike Show.
DonandMike.com. Yeah.
Woo. Take a look at my beautiful penis.
Don?
And everything's going my way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how did you enjoy the Donny Osmond concert?
Give me a moment. Give me a moment.
He's so hot.
Just wait.
He's so hot. I'm just thinking about your description right now.
I don't think Donny Osmond will be calling the show today.
I heard Donny being interviewed on a news station when I arrived in Washington late on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, it would have been nice if he had been able to free up his schedule to come on live with us.
Well, Frida and I were invited to go backstage after the show to say hi to Donnie. He sent someone out and said, listen, sorry I couldn't call the show, but please come back backstage. There'll be food and drink, and Donnie really wants to see you. But unfortunately, we only lasted for about 20 minutes of the show.
Why?
Well, give me a second. I'll tell you about it. Hold on. I had one other radio note, though, that I think is funny. I love it when the top 40 stations battle against each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, there's been all this crap that's been going on between Cheap Channel, Clear Channel, and Infinity, CBS, and all these other companies, and Bonneville, because the company Cheap Channel, Clear Channel, they own SFX, which is a concert promoter.
Okay.
So, in essence, a radio chain
owns the rights to lots of these tours, these big money-making tours that travel the country.
Right. So what they're doing is they're locking all the other radio stations out of giving away tickets to whatever it is, if it's U2 or the Backstreet Boys or...
That's not very kind.
Or whatever it is. And and in turn, I think that HFS just had a concert, which is a CBS station. The Cheap Channel station, DC 101, gave away tickets on the air to the Infinity concert. But when the Bonneville station gave away tickets to the Cheap Channel concert, Cheap Channel took them to court, saying, "It's not." I mean, do you follow this? There are three major radio groups here.
Right.
The one, the company that owns, and our show is heard on some Cheap Channel stations. So I want to say they're friends of ours also.
Right. and you mean cheap only in the best possible way?
Yes, just Cheap Channel.
Right.
They own the company that puts on the concerts. So they got mad when another station got tickets to one of their concerts and gave it away, yet they had no trouble getting tickets for a CBS-owned concert and giving those away on their radio station.
Exactly. Right. Well, if a station goes out and purchases tickets to a concert and then gives them away, there's absolutely no way that they could fight them. It must have been something more elaborate than that.
I found this out in my negotiation, well, not my, in the station's negotiations with the Redskins, for instance. I found out that WJFK is the Redskins' right holder,
mm-hmm.
is the only station that can give away tickets to the Redskins. It says so in the contract.
Ah.
And I said, when we were at a meeting with the guys from the Redskins, I said, well, what if, Q107 buys a bunch of tickets? they can buy tickets right. from a broker and give them away. And they said, no, they can, but they can only say, we have tickets for the local team on Sunday. They can't, they legally can't say they have Redskins tickets to give away.
Well, when you spend all that money for the rights to a team to broadcast them, I guess that's good.
And it's the same deal with the concerts, that I guess other stations could buy stupid Backstreet Boys tickets or whatever.
We've got tickets to all the great shows.
Yeah, but I think that they, legally, I don't know if they could say, they might say, you know, we got tickets for a boy band that has five guys.
Now, if everybody knew that there was going to be a huge concert on a Friday night, and you got on the air and you said, we got tickets to that big concert tonight, are you covered
yeah,
there?
You're covered. Yeah. So anyway, this leads me into the real story. That's just some of the behind-the-scenes radio stuff that's been going on. Now, here we have two stations in D.C. They equally suck. Z104 and 99.5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they play the same five records. They have the worst disc jockeys in the world.
Right.
Both stations are totally unlistenable. And between them, they pull maybe 2% of the audience. But they are engaged in a gigantic fight with each other right now. And the Hot 99 station sent out someone wearing a Z104 t-shirt. And he had a cell phone. And his job was, on the air, to go up to people and knock on their doors and say, hi, my name is Joe Blow. I'm a convicted animal sex offender, and I have to ask your permission to move into the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I think it's fantastic. So, knocked on people's doors claiming to be an animal sex offender
right.
while wearing this giant shirt that says Z104 on it. Well, of course, telling those who answered the door that he was moving into the community, been ordered by the courts to go door to door to personally inform his neighbors, Z104 received calls from angry parents in the community
sure.
who thought that Z104 was behind it. Mm-hmm. The guy is wearing a Z104 t-shirt.
Wow.
Now, of course, Bennett Zier, one of the great minds in our time, the idiot that runs the cheap channel station,
right.
he says in a press release, I have no knowledge of this incident.
Right.
He's the guy who's running the station that sent the guy out with the t-shirt to say he was animal sex offender.
Sure.
Meanwhile, the general manager from Z104 is telling the other guy to expect retribution for the incident. One angry woman has notified the police and the Fairfax County School Board.
This is a, now, did this happen through a show that was on the air?
Yeah, with the morning show was trying to find a freak. They were having Freak Week, like to be their stunt boy.
And they did this, and so now this battle continues. So now we can expect Z104 to counterpunch.
No. Z104, I believe, is going to take them to court.
Ah.
That at this point, Z104 is taking it out of the mudslinging.
Right.
They're going to court.
Going to court.
Radio.
So they're down there in the bottom of the ratings pile. They're just all over each other.
You know,
they really ought to be working on maybe making their radio station sound a little better.
One of them could have, you know, a five share if they would just play better music.
Right.
But they both play, and I'm going to drive around and listen. Many times they're playing the same bad song
sure.
at exactly the same time. They both have equally bad disc jockeys, yet all they can think of to do to make their station better is to send a guy out with a t-shirt saying Z104 on it, saying he's a convicted convicted animal sex offender.
Wow. Like they're an animal sex offender.
See, and for my money,
which I mean, I don't even know if there's a title for that.
Yeah, and if you're going to do something like this, have some balls. I mean, take the animal out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just send a guy to someone's door wearing a Z104 shirt saying, hi, I'm a convicted sex offender.
And I'd like to move into the neighborhood.
Yeah, because animal, I'm sure, was the way that they thought, well,
right.
that gives it a goofy, you don't think about a guy doing bad stuff to kids or whoever.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the guy is having sex with dogs or with cats.
Sure. And animal sex.
Or whatever.
God. So now they're on their way to court.
Yes. Wow. How great is that?
Radio.
How great is that? And plus, these stations are all arguing among them about, like, like who's gonna who gets the Backstreet Boys tickets for whatever dumb concert it is that they have.
It's amazing. I mean, and there they go, just slamming at each other, and it'll probably continue for a long time.
Yeah, well, one of them will drop out of the format, you know, and then the other one will claim victory, even though they'll still only get 2% of the audience.
Yeah, nobody's listening to either station.
Yeah, but one of them, by the end of the summer, will be able to claim victory.
You know? We are terrific.
How freaking stupid.
Wow. We won the battle.
But it's a, hey, it's a good stunt. I mean, I'll give them credit for that. It's a good stunt, but, you know, as someone who's done this type of stuff before, Mike and I used to play games on the other radio stations all the time.
Sure.
Go all the way with it.
Yeah, because you're going to get in trouble anyway.
Yeah, I mean, why not send the guy, have the guy just say he's a sex offender? Why even say the animal?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and, you know, say in a, and you, you know, you, and say you work at the station.
Yeah,
because you know, you're really going to get in even more trouble then, you know.
Yeah, hi, I'm from Z104.
Hi, I'm a local, I work at a local radio station, and I am a sex offender.
You know. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. Man. Bonneville's O'Brien says he's received hundreds of calls from angry parents in the community who thought Z104 was behind the trick. WIHT GM Bennett Zier claimed to have no knowledge of the incident and apologized to him, according to O'Brien.
Sure, there you go. Standard GM practice there.
Right.
That GM knew that as soon as they hit the street.
Of course Bennett Zier knew that.
Probably approved it.
Christ, he probably thought of it. I mean, listen, the idea is way too creative for some morning disc jockey to come up with, right?
This is true.
I mean, if you put a guy in a Z104 shirt, he's an animal sex offender.
At a big business meeting there. Hey, man, I've had it. Send somebody out and say they're an animal sex offender.
Yeah, I'd be like sending Joe out in a WJFK t-shirt. Just have him do it. Just for snacks.
Just to see what would happen.
Say, hi, I'm Joe. I'm from WJFK. I am a... Hey, Joe, come here.
I am an animal sex offender.
Would you mind if I moved in next door to you? Hey, Joe, come here. Because there's no reason for us to get a fight with some stupid radio station with no ratings.
No.
Hey, Joe, could you go to the prize closet and grab a JFK t-shirt?
Sure.
Then hold on. Joe, hold on. And then go to... just a residential area here. Knock on doors.
The house is right around the corner.
Go to the house and just say, let me see, what did they say? The participants performing challenges to win the job of stunt person. The contestant involved in Wednesday stunt knocked on at least two residents' doors, claiming to be a convicted animal sex offender and wearing a Z104 shirt. Telling those who answered the door he was moving into the community and had been ordered by the courts to go door to door to personally inform his new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. Just say, hi, I'm Joe.
I need a cell phone. You want me to call back or you just want me to go?
Yeah, do you have one? Well, take Lisa's. And there's your script. You just follow it. Just say you're from WJFK.
And then let us know how it goes.
Yeah, well, no, call us. Call us on the air.
I have to say, I'm from WJFK, and I'm moving in, and I'm...
How about you just go there with just the WJFK shirt on.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Call us up when you get to someone's house.
Thanks, Joe. There you go.
Super Joe.
Super Jock.
Super Joe. So we'll see what kind of response Joe gets. Because, frankly, I think it's a funny bit.
It is funny.
I think it's a real funny bit. Just wait till Alan gets the calls, though.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, there was someone from WJFK saying he was a convicted animal sex offender.
The big WJFK t-shirt on.
And get the big one, the red, white, and blue one.
Right.
Don't get the one that's got, like, the logo right next to the mic there.
Red, white, and blue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, make sure he takes off the sleeve so it looks like a muscle shirt.
Cut the sleeves off.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hello.
What the hell was that?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, guys?
Yeah.
Hey. I am, for the DJ that we all love to hate but can't say his name.
Now, hold on. Who are you talking about? Stern?
No. Diamond Blank.
Diamond in the morning?
Diamond Jack.
Jack Diamond?
Yeah.
Diamond Jack.
Diamond Jack.
Hey, Diamond
That'd
Jack.
That'd be a good name change for him.
Hey, Diamond Jack with you.
Diamond Jack.
What about
I heard him on Friday morning begging for pens and pencils over the radio.
I'll tell you where that bid comes from. That is from something called Bitboard. There is a thing in Radio and Records, the trade magazine.
Right.
And they take out a full-page ad all the time. This is like, this jockeys who can't come up with bits on their own. They pay like $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And this service called Bitboard gives them wacky ideas. And one of the ideas that they mentioned was that the big idea of the week was that you get on the air. And now you tell me, I wasn't in town. I was in New York Friday. So I don't know how Jack Diamond did this. But you tell me if this is what it is. You come on the air and you say,
hey, I can't believe how cheap my station is.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't have any pens or pencils, so send me some pens with your company logo on them.
Oh, my God. That's word for word what it was.
Okay, and then the trick is that once you get all these pens, that you do a contest. You do some kind of a contest to see if people will listen to you or not in the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is it's set up, and the way that they send this junk to the disc jockeys is to say, listen, your listeners can relate to the fact that you don't have good equipment. So get your listeners, you know, get your stupid listeners to send you a pen.
It's one of the standard. It's old, too, isn't it? I mean, it's been done.
Well, you wonder how it's funny for, like, the 8 million people that Jack Diamond has in his little posse, because there's 8 million voices going on when he's on the air.
Yeah, listen, that station is owned by Disney. They got money coming out the wazoo. But the point is they have plenty of pens.
Right.
They have plenty of paper. It's something that he's paid for. It's a bit idea.
It's a standard bit.
That he's paid for from Bitboard. A lot of times, disc jockeys will also get stuff from Bitboard, like, says, this will be a good phone starter for your show today. You know, this is a good idea for a game to play with listeners on your telephone. You know, one of the ones that they all use is the what's the next line?
Right.
Where you go, since my baby left, bow down. What's the next line?
If you can get it, you win.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
How do people stay on the air using these tired old bits?
If you can get it, you win, duh.
Yeah, it's from Bitboard. Absolutely.
And I haven't heard in a long time, but I want to hear the Yoko Ono alarm.
No. 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 You can't set it off. It has to go off naturally.
Right. One of us has to say it.
Naturally occurring phenomena. Doesn't count now, though.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
MichaelAnthonyShow.com.
Michael Q. Anthony. So
did
one of us.
You ever get so low that you don't know which way to go?
It's a beautiful young.
They say like Yoko, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string because I've got the cure for all of my.
Okay, remember, like Yoko.
I take a look at my
beautiful
and my troubles start melting away.
Like Yoko.
I take a look at my beautiful
penis. I forgot the first time.
My happy times are coming to stay.
Like Yoko Ono.
I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
Okay.
I take a look at my beautiful penis. And everything's going my way.
I like that better than the original.
You like the Yoko Ono?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that Joe on the phone?
Yep.
Already?
Yep.
Wow.
Joe Archer on the telephone already.
Wait till they say yum.
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 Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Are you there already?
Well, I'm here at the apartments across the street, or I'm looking at it.
No. Jojo, actually, go further down the road and go to where there are actual houses.
Okay, I'll just walk across the street.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this is a bad idea. Let me tell you why.
Why?
As a father of two girls, if somebody came in and came to my wife's door and knocked on the door, I'm going to say I think this is a stupid thing to do. I know I'm going to get yelled at. I know I'm going to get lambasted.
Come on, we're just having fun.
Let me just tell you. I know. Please, for just a moment, just one clear thinking moment.
But they're not coming to your house.
I know they're not coming to my house. But I mean, I'm just projecting myself. If my wife was in that situation and somebody walked up and banged on the door and said, "I am a sex offender and I am moving into your neighborhood," I think
an animal sex offender.
An animal sex offender. I would think it would probably throw her into a loop for probably the better part of the next month.
Well, don't go to Mike's house though.
I'm just telling you.
I'm not a pedophile.
No. See, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
All right, well, I got some houses.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
We are parroting. I'll take the heat, and I swear to God.
Oh, come on.
This is a dumb idea, guys.
Come on, it was a dumb idea when Hot 99 did it.
I know. I think it would be insanity to do this. I really do. I think it's funny as hell. I feel like I'm being your wife right now.
It'd be funny as hell.
This is a bad idea.
If the people have, like, a dog or a cat right there in the room, it'd be silly. Hello?
What is your concern?
What is my concern?
I'm not talking to Joe Dog anymore.
Oh, my concern? My concern is not, you know, anything other than, you know, just I know how
I know how it would be handled. And
how about if Joe says at the end it's a joke?
If he says it's just a joke, was just a practical joke.
Yes, he won't. He certainly won't stand there and say, "Okay, goodbye."
If he says,
"This is a parody of Hot 99.5,"
it happened so quickly, and I'm sitting there going, "You know, the wonderful powers that be here," and it happened very, very rapidly. But you know,
it's funny. We're making fun of other radio stations.
We're making fun of other radio stations. I know, everybody's going to call me a pussy, and that's fine. I can deal with that. I just think that's a touchy subject. It really is for a lot of people. It really is.
But he's talking about animals. I mean, now I'm looking at it the same way as the dumb 99.5 did.
Right.
Well, he's not talking about having sex with kids or with teenagers. He's talking about having
animal sex offenders. Right. Animal sex offenders.
How about at the end? He say, "This is a joke."
That's fine. Okay.
I'm kidding.
I don't mean to do that, but I mean, somebody's got to.
Come on.
Okay. All right,
Joe. Well, then find a house, please.
All right. I got one right here.
All right. Give it a try.
All right. Here we go. Got a pickup truck I'm driving. I'm a little nervous about that.
As you should be.
As you should be.
Oh, my God.
And do you see
the doorbell.
You see the script there from the transcript of how
they
did
it? I put it in my pocket. I don't think I should really read
it. No. Yeah, pull it out. I want you to read it verbatim as it says there. No ad-libbing, please.
Say it. Joe has the luck, too.
No offense, Joe.
Okay. Nobody's answering. Let me run next door.
Okay,
I'll run next door.
Are you wearing a big white WJFK t-shirt?
Redskins Radio.
Joe, listen, you got to come back and just get a WJFK shirt.
That's a twist.
Now you're thinking business now, aren't you? Well, now I'm thinking, I know. I was just telling you about copyright infringement.
Great, right.
Come back and get a WJFK shirt.
Okay.
I
couldn't find one. I had to go to Steve Johnson.
Well, did you talk to Tammy?
I couldn't find. I dialed her extension. She didn't pick up.
Now, well, then come back and go upstairs and get a plain white WJFK shirt.
Okay.
All right.
Over and out.
See you in a minute.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You made it. That's the fastest he's moved in about 2 years.
Yeah. Who, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Because all of a sudden I was seeing that he was at somebody's door.
Hi. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you get the idea for a Honk for Cash off the bit board?
Nope, made that up.
And right. it was stolen over in London.
Oh, in England or something?
Yeah.
Somebody stole
it. Hey, O'Mara.
Yes.
You're not a pussy.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, man.
There you go. Affirmation.
There you go, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to speak with Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi, Don.
Hi. Don, I think I know where Mike is coming from. If somebody came up to my door and said, "I'm a child molester and I'm moving."
All right, he's not saying he's a child molester.
Well, sex offender.
Animal sex offender.
Animals.
And listen, please understand. This is simply a goof on the fact that the other radio station already did it.
And, Mr. Program Director, I got a question for you.
Yes.
The new S-Stars radio, the satellite radio, will you be broadcasting?
No. Listen, satellite radio blows. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You don't want to get some recreational pharmaceuticals?
Calling the wrong number, apparently. No.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
I thought you gave him your home number already.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
What?
Yeah, I was wondering if you and Gary and Frida hit the pool this weekend.
my British neighbor.
The enabler. Were you guys out in the pool with a little bit of Grey Goose?
No, we weren't. We were not.
You know, swanky, winkle, winkle, winka?
He doesn't mention the woman's name. He just mentions you, Gary, and Frida.
Just Gary. No, we were not.
Well, you, Gary, and Frida would make the ultimate sandwich.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're Frida with the babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody hanging on to that for that period of time.
I know.
The three-way without the woman involved, just you two and Frida.
Hello, Don. Mike's show.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Hey, Mike. Travis from Spokane here. I just wanted to let you guys know we have a morning disc jockey. We had, I should say, who is arrested not too long ago for being a pedophile. So maybe Mike's on the right track, thinking he should approach this a little more sensitively, you know?
Okay, listen, everybody. Will everybody just pipe down?
I know I'm going to get in trouble.
Hold on. Hey, shut up for a second. Jesus Christ. Okay, you know what? That's fine. You know, we'll do a happy show where we never try anything that's different.
Thank you.
You're right. Everybody's right.
Great.
They'll censor us every day, and we won't ever do anything that's even remotely, that someone might be offended by.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, boy.
We'll just change the name of the show to Jack Diamond.
If Joe is within the sound of our voice, we have his T-shirt. Tammy couldn't find him in the building.
Yeah, let me see it.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah, right there.
White shirt just says...
Right there in the upper, over the left breast.
WJFK.
Right.
That's all. This is simply an exercise to show you how stupid these other stations are.
I know.
That's all it is, everybody.
I understand.
Christ.
I understand, Dave. I'm being very quiet and sheepish right now.
Don't be quiet and sheepish.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, everybody wants a more middle-of-the-road show from us.
Let's play trivia.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem. How about...
Who wants some flapjacks right now?
How about we just read news stories out of the paper? That works for G-Gor and Liddy fine.
The reason I drink heavily on the weekends right now.
Right now.
Right now.
All right, I'll take the round. I still think Joe should go out and do it just once. Just once. Go to a house. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
And here he comes now.
I want to thank Charlie Broyhill and Jim.
Why?
Well, when I went upstairs, I said, do you know where Tammy is? I basically got the...
Well, of course, why should they help? They're busy writing
the help.
Busy writing the dump button right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay, this one's better.
Yeah, see, that's more like it, Joe. Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody's home at the house I was going to go to because the door was ajar.
Okay, now let me... Do you still have the script? Let me see the script.
Hold on.
Exactly what they
said.
Can
you highlight the exact parts? Because that's the hardest part is, when I'm running up to the door.
Shotgun strike. Okay. Claim to be a convicted animal sex offender. Telling those. Answering the door.
Is that a cocker spaniel?
He was with Joe. No ad-libbing. He was moving into the community and had been ordered by the courts to go door-to-door personally to inform his new neighbors.
That's Siamese.
That's right here. You see what I've highlighted?
Yeah.
Read it to me. Let's say I'm the guy at the door.
So it's okay to hold this up?
Yes.
With a phone to my ear. That's cool.
Yes. Ding dong.
Hi, Mr. Geronimo.
Oh, hold on, Joe. We'll do this then. just a minute. Hello, young man.
Hello, sir. I am stopping by your house today because... I have a little situation I have to let my new neighbors know about. I'm a convicted animal sex offender, and I'm moving into the community, and I've been ordered by the courts to go door-to-door to personally inform my new neighbors that I'm an animal sex offender.
Oh, is that a
parakeet?
I just got a better idea. How about if we get him a plain shirt and we write on it Hot 99.5? Even better, because then we're doing to them what they did to Z104.
Sure, exactly.
We could take a sticker of some sort and just put it on there and put it over this envelope.
Right.
Put it on backwards.
Put the shirt on backwards. And Rob will just write...
Do you have a big Sharpie?
Yeah. Just write Hot 99.5.
In good, bold, block letters?
Right. Come on, Mike. This is funny. Come on, buddy.
I love my job.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, do a masterful job with your
big artwork. One on the whole T-shirt?
Yeah. That's even better.
Owning and refining.
That's even better than just having him wear WJFK.
Lovely penmanship. Hot. There we go. Good T-shirt.
Okay, now I will say, how would this be for a compromise?
What's that?
I hate being the censor. I hate that.
If Joe sees any kids, he should probably leave. He should just say, I'm at the wrong house.
You know, whatever Joe wants to do. I mean, Joe's gonna do it.
Look at Rob's craftsmanship.
There, make it exciting.
Hot 99.5.
No reason it can't be fun.
There we go. Hot. Make it fun. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Why don't you change it? I hate to be an idea man, but why don't you change the name of the show to the D&P show? Don and Pussy show.
Yeah. F you, sir.
Okay, come on. Listen, Mike certainly is, he's half the show. He certainly is entitled to say if he doesn't like something.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how did...
Wow.
that I have to delete out.
It's right.
Just nonstop. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Why?
Well, I just want to know how much longer you have to do this show for today.
Why?
Because you seem like you're really enjoying yourself today.
I don't get this. What is the
what's your point, sir?
I don't know.
Well, come on, really.
I just wanted to say that there's just 3 hours left in this wonderful show. You're having so much fun with all the censorship and everything.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I don't get it. What? Stop speaking in riddles.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, you're having so much fun today.
What is your point?
Now, are you being facetious, or are you busting balls, or are you being serious?
I'm just being facetious.
About what? What is it? You're not making any kind of point whatsoever.
Sorry.
No, come on, really.
You got to justify it. If you're going to call, you got to, come on, what's going on?
Try to make the point.
You're saying how it's just a long day and everything, and I'm just saying.
Did I say it's a long day? I mean, I guess I said it was a long day, but that has nothing to do with the show today. I had other stuff that's unrelated to the show today.
All right, I apologize.
Huh?
I guess we'll never figure out that call. Perhaps it's for the best.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Geronimo. Dennis Snyder calling. I don't have a canine copulator wearing a Redskins jersey.
I didn't even understand him, did you? I think it might have been a veiled Jack Kent cooker.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Coco.
Duck Betts from California. Hey, what if they hand Joe a chihuahua and say, here, knock yourself out?
I don't know. All right, listen, we'll do a break, and we will figure out what to do with this situation.
Very good.
Oh, is this Joe already?
Probably.
God damn, he's fast.
He is fast.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah, I got people pulling up next to me saying, don't do it, don't do it.
Well, how can people pull up next to you to say, don't do it? How do they know who you are?
Well, I've got a hot 99 shirt on, man.
What, are you walking?
Yeah, I'm right out here.
Joe, get in your pickup truck and drive.
Why? I got a whole neighborhood right here in front of me.
God. Oh,
no,
mama.
No. Don't do it like five feet from the radio station. Is that where you are? At the houses right down by the American Legion place?
Yeah.
No. You got to... Joe, go further over.
Well, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The good quote was, I got a hot 99 shirt on, man.
Slow Joe.
But fast to get to the home.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah,
very,
right.
Very
rocket
eager
fast.
On this assignment.
And, yeah. Okay, time out. We will be right back. Oh, not cued.
Oh,
there it goes.
Here's a review.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. He was very bad. Very bad.
They don't want to see no panties.
Uh-uh.
Don and Mike.
Well, congratulations. Everybody's involved in this decision now.
Well, that's the way these things go.
It happens.
S happens.
Yeah. So I don't know. I might be overvoted on this. Mm. Might be overruled on this. Don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I have heard that song before.
The song about the beautiful penis?
With the penis song?
Yeah, that big one. I think it's been chopped up.
Yes, we... Oh, my God, this is covered ground.
We've established that. Are you on a tractor somewhere?
We edited the song to take out all of the verses that had nothing to do with penis. We edited ourselves.
So it wouldn't be as long.
Yes, because who wants to hear the boring part where the guys are just singing like a barbershop quartet?
You just want to hear the part about Yoko and the beautiful penis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
You know, about reporting to the neighbors that you're a pedophile, I'm a convicted pedophile,
That would make me probably lose my job at the daycare center.
Oh, come on. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What
is wrong?
Lift up the rock.
What is wrong with people? Hello?
I'd like to say I did see something on TV that indicates that Mara is a pussy. I saw the Sex and the City special. I can't believe him. Candace Bushnell was on there. Unbelievable.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
What?
Hey, man. Why are you giving up your power as the head of this show?
Listen, like, you know what?
What is it? This is not a democracy.
No, you know what? In some ways, it is. Well, it's not a democracy that I even have to answer.
You're a dictator, Don. You tell them to go out there and
I'm a dick. Okay, I'm a dick. But the problem is when other people get involved in this company, and I'm not talking about Mike.
Right.
Although Mike's the one who opened up the can of worms.
I apologize.
You know, now other people are calling me and saying, you know, I mean, like the bosses are calling up and saying, don't do it.
Well, I guess...
Who's this? Is Joe on the phone? Hey, Joe, hey, would anybody here have a problem if I just sent him down to Hot 99.5?
Now, that's an idea.
Yeah,
send him to the radio station.
He doesn't have time to make it now.
Where is it?
I don't know.
That's the problem with their ratings. Nobody knows.
No, but physically, where are they?
Do we know?
They're probably...
Are they in Rockville?
I would guess Rockville, yeah.
Yeah, he'll never make it to Rockville now.
Maybe they're in that little town outside of Greenville where our station is down there. They're in the mobile home trailer.
All right. Well, Joe, I'm afraid I'm going to have to tell you to come back.
Okay.
That I've been on the phone with all kinds of people, and come back.
Okay.
I'm not going to give up on this idea. I still think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
See you in a moment. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, if you're listening, call back. Call back, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You got any penis?
Hello. Okay. Don and Mike, hello.
Don't
drop the F-bomb.
My God.
You cannot drop the F-bomb.
I know, Rob. I don't understand either.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another idea.
Okay.
Well, no, never mind. I need a minute to think about it. It can't go right from head to mouth.
It's got to be processed. Got to be sent through the food processor.
How about...
You know, I'm near a pet store.
No.
Oh, God.
Turn the...
He likes this idea too much.
I mean, we would just be informing the people that it might affect.
No. Turn the shirt, or rather, you know what? Now, turn the shirt around so it says WJFK.
Right.
Okay.
And then, what if he knocked on a door and said, I am not an offended animal...
I'm not an animal sex offender.
I am not an animal sex offender. I just want to tell you, I work for WJFK, and I am not an animal sex offender.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, does...
That's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's absolutely... That's fine.
Okay,
but hold on. Hold on.
I'm not an animal sex offender.
But I am very slow.
And can I have a cup of coffee?
Yeah, you know what?
It's a hot day, Rob. A glass of lemonade.
Go to the door and say, hi, I'm Joe from WJFK.
Right.
Maybe you've heard there are some problems at Hot 99.5.
You're giving them quite a script there.
Okay, well, no, I think you can handle it. Hi, I'm Joe. Maybe you've heard the problems at Hot 99.5. I want to let you know I work at WJFK, and I am not a licensed...
I am not
a registered animal sex offender.
May I have a glass of lemonade?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. Do you need to... Hold on, Rob. Run through the script with him real fast. I mean, off the air.
All right.
Let me put him on hold.
I think he might just want to ask for something cold to drink, because you don't want to pigeonhole it.
May I have something cold to drink?
Yeah, all right.
And we'll see if he gets something.
Give it a try, Joe.
His lemonade makes it too specific.
So remember, it's...
Can't have a cup of coffee.
I'm Joe from radio station WJFK.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or hold on. Let's do the play acting one time. Let's see if you got it.
Oh.
Let me see who's at the door. Hello?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Joe. I work at the radio station WJFK 106.7 right across town.
Hi.
I'm
I'm here to tell you today that I'm not a convicted animal sex offender. Mm-hmm. Could I have something cold to drink?
Beautiful.
That's good.
Very good.
All right, we'll go with that.
Very good.
All right, do you want me to just call you right back real quick?
Yeah. ASAP.
And be urgent, right, Joe. Be very urgent.
Be very urgent.
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 Be urgent.
I think that's funny. You get more than that, he might lose it in the translation.
No, I think he's got it.
He's got that part
down perfect.
Otherwise, it'd require a real large cue card.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
What station are they on in Hagerstown?
Are we on in Hagerstown? I don't know.
It's scanned.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, there is no I in T-E-A-M. And you have no problem with your wife digging ditches,
right,
doing laundry,
uh-huh,
and carrying your speakers in,
right,
to your band crap just like Jack Diamond.
Right.
And you have no problem with JonBenet. And the Captain Hook Association.
No. He does have a problem with that.
I tolerate that.
He doesn't like that either.
Right.
Mike has many issues.
I have issues.
And a lot of them are always underneath the sea. right underneath, bubbling underneath.
I'm very conflicted.
Yes, many issues.
Would you like something cold to drink?
That'd be great, Rob, but I've got plenty of water over here.
Hello, Don.
I actually poured some down the front of my pants, right over my beautiful penis.
That is my child. Hello.
Not water.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Joe needs to put emphasis on the word convicted.
Why?
Because then it's like he hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah.
Here's an idea, sir. Why don't you go and sit in a corner and think really hard?
It's fine the way it is.
Hey, but Rob, you figured that out.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'm always thinking.
That's frightening.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us right now. Hello there.
Oh, hey, I have a suggestion for you, Don.
What?
You're probably going to jump all over me, but I suggest that you stop using the term scary smart all the time because it gets a little annoying. You call every caller scary smart when you're trying to make fun of.
Well, I don't think you'd ever have to use the expression with this caller, would you?
No, absolutely not. You're scary stupid.
Scary stupid.
Safe, sir.
Yep.
Scary stupid.
It's more appropriate.
Joe?
Hi.
Okay,
hi.
Here he is.
All right, I'm getting ready to knock on the door.
Okay, beautiful.
All right. Got your speech ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here.
This is for everybody at Hot 99.5.
Absolutely. And he asked for something cold to drink.
There's a little dog barking.
Oh, dear.
Oh, a dog.
Oh, my.
But he's not a convicted sex offender.
That's right. No, that's right. Don't I look calm over here?
Yeah. You're handling this very well.
It's a totally different animal right now. Pardon the pun.
Oh, here we go.
Knock, knock.
Okay, get ready for live excitement.
Oh, wait a minute.
What, Joe?
I think it's just the dogs jumping on the door.
Oh.
There's a guy mowing his lawn just a couple of doors down.
Yeah, go to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just go to him.
All right.
And he's not even saying anything about the neighborhood. He's just asking for something cold to drink.
You know, it might be good if
he's telling the world that he's not a convicted animal sex offender.
What if he yelled to the lawnmower guy from, like, the next yard, so he had to yell really loud?
No, Rob, come on. Let's just...
Hey!
I'm just trying to keep this on the air right now.
Hi, sir. Hey, how you doing? Sir? How you doing? My name's Joe. I'm from radio station WJFK across town. 106.7, perhaps you've heard of us. And I'm here telling you today that I'm not a convicted animal sex offender. Could I have something cold? He asked me if I'd been out in the sun too long.
Oh,
did he? It is a rather warm and beautiful day, hence my request for something cold to drink. What kind of dog is this? He doesn't bite, does he? Well, because I'm not a convicted animal sex offender, I could pet him, couldn't I?
Now he's ad-libbing.
He's into it.
He's scary into it.
Hi, Trixie.
He is.
Hi, Speedy.
Listen to this. He's making love to this dog.
Yeah.
How about that?
Joe, any progress on that cold to drink?
Well, he just had something cold to drink, but he didn't offer any.
All right, if you can use
his hose. He didn't give you a sip.
Ask for his hose.
I'm sorry?
Ask if he could drink out of his hose.
Could I get a drink out of your hose? Could I have something? You won't shoot me, will you?
Might not want to plant that suggestion, Joe.
No. He told me to get my ass over here and quit acting like an idiot.
Get your ass over where?
He might
to the
fixing to hurt me.
To the hose?
Did he tell you to get your ass over to where he is?
Or get your ass out of there?
Or did he invite you into his bedroom?
Joe? You're not going to hurt me,
you know,
are you?
Though, out of every idea is born another idea.
Joe?
This is my job, actually.
You know, simply having Joe as a mouthpiece. You know, if we use that in-the-ear cell phone technology, you can basically have Joe say whatever you want.
Oh, but then, yeah, then Joe gets killed.
This is true.
Then Joe gets punched.
He seems very enthusiastic about the assignment, though.
Joe, how's the guy's mood?
Not good.
Not good. All right, listen, I'm going to play spots. Go to another house.
Mm-hmm.
And next time when you ask for a drink out of some guy's hose, put quotation marks around the word hose.
Can I have a drink out of your hose?
Your hose.
Like Dr.
Actually,
Evil.
Actually, sir, thanks for your hospitality. I've been asked to go knock on another door.
Okay. There he goes.
Here comes summer.
All right, Joe, hey, call
thank
back.
You.
Call back after the commercial.
Call back, Rupert.
Okay, I gotta get out of here.
Okay, yeah. All right, call back after the spot.
Ron. Joe G.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe. Hey, Joe G. Hey, Joe G, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I have a repaid you.
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car, the high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Mike.
All right, Joe is on his way to another house, all right? But I still don't think he took his pickup truck. I still think he's on foot.
He's walking, which is always a good sign in a neighborhood, too. You know, when you're looking for the crazy person,
the
look
drifter.
For the person that's on foot.
The drifter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling from New York. I just wanted to know if you're going to have a Las Vegas-style show in the area anytime soon.
No comment. Take that as a good thing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good day.
Hey, Rob, bring that. There's a press release out on the wall there about Sacramento. This is funny. I think we... Oh, hold on. Joe's on the phone. Hello? Call back, Joe. From the Sacramento Bee.
Okay.
Let's see. The Arrow changes its format to talk. And it'll be known as KXOA, the talk that rocks.
Okay.
Okay. So Big Bird started there today.
Mm-hmm.
And it says other possibilities to fill KXOA's airtime include relocating the Don and Mike Show from KHTK.
It'd be very nice to be on FM.
We'd be all for that, being on an FM station. Joe?
Yeah.
Hold on a second, but here's the funny part. All of the disc jockeys from the Arrow... Stacey Anderson, Matt and Eric, and Bill Fox will be kept on. Infinity is a good... Here's the quote. Infinity is a good company. We're good people.
Right. That's beautiful.
Right. I
certainly so they're changing the format.
They're firing all the disc jockeys.
They're firing the disc jockeys, but they're keeping them on.
Yeah,
in some capacity.
Yes, because they're good people.
Now, is this one of those operations where they get 8 radio?
So they'll just be reassigned. Hey, Christ, put us on FM.
We'd be great out there on FM.
I would cut off my left nut for a chance to get off KHTK, for goodness sake.
Now, that would be a stunt.
Oh, cutting off my nut?
With the anesthesia or without?
If we got an FM in Sacramento without.
Without?
Wow. Without.
Just a bottle of, like a bottle of Grey Goose?
As I go door to door to say that I am not a convicted animal sex offender.
That's right. And then you ask for a cold drink.
After I cut my nut off.
With your bloody shorts.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. The Joe door to door experiment. Are you ready?
Yeah, I did drive my truck across town.
Well, you did drive.
Oh, and then you've been on foot for a while, right?
Well, yeah, because I park it 100 yards away so I can skedaddle.
Crazy Joe.
Skedaddle. All right, Joe, we'll give it one more try, please.
I believe there's a lady raking her leaves here.
So he can break into a dead run.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. My name's Joe, and I work for 106.7 WJFK right up the street. And I'm here to put you at ease and your dog as well to tell you that I'm not a convicted animal molester. Can I have something cold to drink?
Yeah. What's that? Well, because right now I'm doing a little assignment that's out in the field.
She asked you why you weren't at the radio station, Joe?
Some cold water would be nice.
If he gets a drink? That's a victory if he gets the drink.
And he didn't have
the... How about a garden hose?
He didn't quite get the verbiage correct about...
No, I think he may have made the verbiage just a tad more disturbing.
Could I drink from the spigot on the side of the house, then?
You may want to go with registered as opposed to convicted.
Right.
She's pointing me towards the faucet here.
Oh, okay.
Well, so that's a victory if you get to drink out of the faucet.
If she'll let you drink out of the faucet, do it, Joe.
Yeah, keep an eye on her, though. Never let her out of your sight.
She's close.
She's got a rake.
Are you drinking out of the faucet, Joe?
Here we go.
Let's listen. Let's hear the faucet.
It's mighty tasty water.
And she let you do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Joe, try it one more time, but stick with the verbiage that, hi, I'm Joe from WJFK, and I'm here to tell you that I am not a registered animal sex offender.
On a new house, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you. Thank that nice woman.
Thank you very much. She said whatever.
Whatever.
Go down to their neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah, go to their neighbor's house. What the hell?
Hot weather to be raking leaves.
Yeah. Shouldn't be any leaves. It's June.
Yeah, I would figure that. You know, were you waiting like me for that rake to come down over the back of his neck when he kneeled down to drink?
I was mistaken. She was pruning some bushes.
Oh, she was pruning.
Pruning.
Again.
You know, Joe. Raking, pruning.
Same difference.
Okay, here we go. Difference. This is a cold contact.
This is a what?
A cold contact.
Cold contact.
Is that a sales call reference, Joe? Are you using some sales terminology?
Not a convicted animal sex offender.
No.
Registered.
Registered.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, my name's Joe. I'm from the radio station WJFK, and I've stopped by today to tell you that I'm not a registered animal sex offender. And I was wondering if I could have something cold to drink.
You did it perfect that
like
time.
Like just some water or some lemonade or iced tea. Soda would be great. And she's nodded and she's closed the door and I'm sure she'll return with her 357.
He's hit the jackpot.
Well, yeah. And Joe, your delivery that time was perfect.
Very nice.
Good. Stand by. I'm standing at the door. Very nice lady, though. The people of Fairfax City are good folks.
It could be a home run if he actually gets the drink and goes on his way.
Any sign of her, Joe?
No.
She's inside dialing 911.
How long do you think before we suggest that maybe Joe walked briskly to his car?
Well, thank you. Coca-Cola.
Whoa!
Hey, what's your name?
Joe. That's all right. We don't need names.
What's
Joe,
just
say thank you.
Just say thank you, Joe.
Bruce. Thank you for the joke.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Thank
That's
you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Joe.
All right, I've got a nice cold cola product here. And
all right, come on back.
Real cold, Joe?
Yes, ice cold.
Way to go.
That's beautiful.
Ice cold. All right, Joseph. Well done, Super Joe.
Good job, Joe.
All right, I'll see you guys shortly.
Obviously, we're going to have this, but I'd like to do it the other way. We'll send him to Hot 99.5 or whatever.
We'll tweak it up.
All right, Joe. Yeah, I know you're up for it. Super Joe. Convicted. Convicted Super Joe.
Not convicted.
Not convicted.
No, not convicted. Right. Well, you don't really, though, when we change the language, not registered. Think about the verbiage there. Not he's not a registered animal sex offender. So he could be convicted.
I just do it on the side.
You know, we said we changed it when he said, I'm not a convicted, which is, well, that'd be a good thing. If you're not registered, you could still be convicted.
Yeah, but if you're, it's like OJ saying, hi, I wasn't convicted for murder.
Right. I'm not familiar with the law, but I mean, doesn't it sound like if you were not registered, couldn't you still have been? Is there even a category?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You know, I know we had some trouble with horses out in this part of the country. Remember that?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if they were caught, that's exactly what they would be.
Some guy was having butt sex with horses.
Right.
I mean, it was, I guess, with the horse's butts, right?
But that would be
Isn't
great.
That what the guy was doing?
I don't think it was butt sex. I think it was that way simply because it was a horse, but I think it was real intercourse.
Like what, in a horse's vagina?
Yes, I think so because of the fact that, you know,
You remember when Rusty was talking to us about that?
Yeah, when Rusty had sex with a cow.
You do it like doggy style.
But if it was a boy horse...
Well, it was a boy horse, yes.
Then it would be butt sex.
If it was a
by definition.
Yeah, but I think that it was, you know, I think.
I bet the guy didn't know.
Really?
I bet he just sort of rolled the dice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't think there would be.
When you get up there, what are you going to do? I mean, put your hands underneath to see if you can feel the.
Well, I don't think you have to put your hands anywhere to tell the difference between if it was a horse.
At nighttime, though.
Yeah, at nighttime, maybe in a barn, in a cold barn.
That's when you're feeling amorous.
In a cold barn.
I love next to a biscuit.
But I also think that either way, it probably wouldn't be that, you know, that difficult. You know what I mean? I mean, for a horse, like if you were going to do this, I want to say this without getting.
Let me just say this from the guy who just nearly had a coronary when I wanted to send a guy out to do a stunt. Now you're going to tell me why it's not difficult for a man to have sex with a horse?
Well, I wouldn't think so. It would. There would be if it was a horse. You're talking about everything being larger. Yeah. I yield to my.
I understand.
The gentleman.
What do you mean? The horse's.
Everything.
Badge?
Everything. And
or the other place wouldn't be. It wouldn't be.
The horse's Duke?
That would also be larger.
You see, with a human being, with a human being, it would require some doing.
And if a guy's going to have sex with an animal, what does he care?
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
But you know, it would seem to me, though, with a horse, if you were going to do that with a horse, be awfully. Nasty.
Didn't we once see him?
And the other way's more pleasant?
I would say...
I know what you're saying.
What I'm trying to say is just, it's very difficult to say, but the one spot wouldn't be nearly as bad as the other spot. You mean the vag as opposed to the Duke?
Well, yeah.
On a horse? What's the difference?
You ever go see the horses in parades? The difference is what they leave behind that gets scooped up with a shovel.
One of them contains no hay.
Didn't we once see a movie, some videotape of a woman who was performing BJ on a horse?
Was she performing or was she... I think she was actually having relations with the horse.
She's doing both.
You can see either.
I think she was.
Either's out there.
I think we had a tape one time where a woman was actually, because I remember the shot we were watching and it was like, wow, and then they pulled back and it was, or maybe that was a dog.
But do you understand the difference,
wasn't
though,
that
between...
Daryl Nichols' bachelor party?
What it was.
Goodbye, Super Joe. Get out of here. Goodbye, Joe.
I think it was a woman helping a horse out, and I also remember something with a pig. Do you remember the pig on the sofa?
Absolutely.
Sale's not the only thing
the
girls.
But there would be an enormous difference between the two. Mm-hmm. There would be, I mean, it's not like it would be.
Hey, if it's
it would just be more, it would be more of a difference. It'd be a more dramatic difference with a horse, I would think.
I crave drama.
Hello. Is Joe coming back yet?
Down at Mike's show.
Joe, go to a barn.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
This is Blake calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, Blake.
Just wanted to let you know that Budweiser commercial is ripping off your stuff again.
Which one, Blake?
Yesterday during the Pocono race, it was a bunch of guys sitting around. They're all going, how you doing? I didn't know if you saw it during the NASCAR race. Or
it's another takeoff on the what's up thing,
which really has become kind of...
Oh, the how you doing guy calling you guys, that's what I thought, and you said before.
Oh, no, I said it's a bunch of Guidos, it's a bunch of, mobbed up guys, or guys who think they're mobbed up in New York, where they come into the bar and they go, hey, how you doing?
But I hear that now everywhere, that version of the commercial with guys walking and going, how are you doing?
Yeah, well, Mankind was saying it every other word last week when he was in here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
The horse thing, you guys turned me on to the website. I think it was ultradonkey.com.
Oh, God.
Buzz, go there right now.
I'm there.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello.
We have a new website we can send people to.
Instead of Scat Lover.
Ultra Donkey.
Mike Show, hello.
Hey, can I speak to Don, please?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks. All right, well, thanks for asking. I'm glad you care.
He cares.
That was it.
Sounded like he was doing a little Larry King there at the end.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
Great, who's this?
Don and Mike.
This Rob?
Yes.
I answered this phone by saying, Don and Mike Show. You said, how are you guys doing? I said, great. You said, who's this? I said, Don and Mike.
And then you said, is this Rob?
Well, okay. I thought Rob was okay.
Why did you do that?
Well, I thought you were Rob. I'm not too sure. I would
No, but he answered your question. This is Don and Mike.
You said, who is it? I said, it's Don and Mike. Hello?
Oh. Oh, Christ. I'm talking to you guys.
Are you listening to the phone or the radio?
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Listening to the phone or the radio?
I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh.
Joe just came back with his shirt.
Ripside out, Don and Mike fan club.
Hold on. Joe is
hello.
Enjoying his Coca-Cola that he got for free from a woman out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know for a while. There was a tense moment there where you didn't know where you were going to get a beverage or perhaps a shotgun put in your face.
Well, yes. But I think the shotgun was a little more possible with the first man that I spoke to.
Oh, really?
I went into his garage and I did not see hoses or refrigerators, just, stuff piled in the corners.
Gotcha. Well, good job, Super Joe.
Thank you.
Nice job, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Hi.
Hey, look, I checked your website out, the Dynamite Fan Club.
Yes.
And your pictures of your manhole tragedy.
Yes.
And very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And you're a very sharp dressed looking man, Don.
Thank you. You should see me today.
Huh?
You should see me today.
He's casual today.
Very cash today.
Very cash, huh? And Mike, you look like a real victim. I appreciate that. Look good.
Gee, thanks.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
On the air?
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to shed some light for you guys on that, the dimensions of the horse genitalia.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You knew we'd get one of these.
Well, I'm born and raised on a cattle ranch and having delivered a few foals myself, the vag is quite a bit looser than the butt. The butt has a sphincter that's pretty...
Okay, so you're saying it would be tighter in a butt than in the vag?
Oh, a great deal.
I wonder now if because of that, do that, yeah.
Or just for fun.
I'm wondering if the size of the animal, if it would be such a tight muscle, the aforementioned sphincter, that it could cause damage.
Just because it's big doesn't mean it's not watertight.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, goodbye. Oh, and now let's sing one more time, and this time I think we'll put the word horses in, okay?
Did you ever get so low that you don't know?
Instead of enormous, which is not acceptable, and beautiful, which is, now we'll sing horses.
Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, because I've got the cure for all of my love. Take a look at my
horses.
Penis and my troubles turn them away. I take a look at my
horses.
Penis and the happy times are coming to me. Yeah, I got great big mouth in the place where it counts. And the feeling like a sunshiny day.
That almost as much as the Beatles was.
Hey, hold on. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Guilty of inciting happiness, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell! You got any penis?
Hello? Buzz, did you ever, goodbye. Did you ever go to that website?
The donkey?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I did.
Did you find anything interesting there, Buzz?
Yes, yes, I did.
What's the name of the site?
Let me double check. Ultradonkey.com.
What do they have there?
Well, the only picture I could find that would help us at all, it seemed like the man was avoiding the horse's no-no and going for the other place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, is it a horse or is it a jackass?
Well, in this case, it was a guy and a horse, but this website has every conceivable combination of human and animal.
Oh, my God.
For your viewing pleasure.
Really? Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I've got a bestiality story that you guys might want to hear.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Well, my cousin Bart actually he wasn't arrested, he was committed, because he committed bestiality with a horse, a female horse. And what happened was, he didn't get caught by doing that, but the female horse got pregnant. Not with his baby, of course, but with another horse's baby.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is BS.
I'm enjoying it, though. Hear me out.
Okay.
And he was so jealous because a male horse impregnated, what he considered his lover, the female horse. He stuck a shotgun up the horse's head.
You're lying.
That's true.
Stop it. You're 100% lying.
He was a sick son of a bitch. I'm telling you, my cousin Bart.
Oh, you're just trying to work my kid's name into this.
Go away.
I didn't even know you had a kid. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Right. Yeah. And there's the laugh.
Have a good one, guys.
Hey, I'm all proud of myself.
Well, there he is.
He's like, ha, 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 Pat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Jack Diamond. I just want to know why you guys are busting my balls over this pin bit that I did and listen to you guys doing this thing with the horses.
Thank you, Jack. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bestiality story for you.
Now they're coming out of the woodwork.
From a law enforcement.
Now they're really coming out of the barn.
Perspective. We had a call in a rural county in near Fresno, and a guy was having sex with his dog in the front yard. Oh. Neighbors called. We arrested the guy for bestiality. He was put on probation. Second time, same thing. Neighbors called. He's having sex with the dog. He went to jail, got some jail time, got out. Third time, we went out. Bestiality is defined as intercourse with an animal. Therefore, it wasn't illegal.
Great.
Why should it be?
Great news.
We wound up locking the guy up.
Great news for all of our California listeners.
Right.
And honestly, he is man's best friend now. So,
thank you, guys.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Followed him everywhere.
Reminds me, my youth. That one kid that I had.
Oh, right.
That kid Billy that was, and I swear to God, this is a true story. A friend of mine went over to his house, and he was doing that to his dog in the living room, and his sister came in and said, Billy, Mom said don't do that in the house. Like it's okay to do it in the yard.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, have you guys seen the bestiality video going around over the internet with the woman and the horse?
We probably have.
I bet we have.
Well, there's a she is performing.
Yeah, we've seen it. Is she performing oral on him?
Right.
Yeah, no, we've seen it.
And then all of a sudden she, he finishes off and she almost.
No, I've not seen it to conclusion.
The horse finishes.
Yeah, the horse finishes.
Oh,
I think we had one where the horse finished.
Yeah, we did not. Did we really?
I swear to God, I think we had something.
Oh my God.
It was incredible.
Oh, my God.
One of the disgusting things I've ever seen.
Sure.
Get out of here.
My God.
You know, I think when the horse finished, it's all foggy because there was
I thought we saw it and the horse finished and we thought it was fake.
Yeah, we thought it was fake because they took off some sort of massive horse prophylactic.
Oh, God.
I remember now.
Because I remember you were sure it was fake.
Because it really
big horse rubber.
Yeah, and it looked, it was disgusting.
Unsavory. To say the very
least. But we thought, due to, am I right here, that due to quantity, we thought it was just, there's just no way.
Well, we just thought, the way I recall it was that if you're going to go to all the trouble to do that to a horse, you're not going to bother to use a rubber.
Right.
I mean, go ahead and ride bareback, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, was this a woman who was...
We had this. We had it right on the videotape.
Was she having, but I don't remember. Was she having intercourse, or was she...
You know what? That I don't remember.
She was.
She was...
No, that was the pig.
No, I think the horse, it was this. It's too long ago.
Hey, if a woman had sex with a pig,
The pig was actually doing the woman.
Okay.
Because I remember it was on the worst... I don't know why I remember the couch.
It was bad quality.
Yeah.
But let's say that a woman has sex with a horse.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with the horse obviously is the man. If the horse...
You're the man.
If the horse explodes...
Right.
Does the woman have like a half-man, half-horse baby?
No. I don't think so. I don't
know. You have
it's
be,
not genetically possible.
It would be the same genus and species.
What is the what? But is there a
there
chance?
Would be, there would be no way.
Nothing
no.
happened.
It couldn't happen.
It
you
wouldn't
see it.
It wouldn't be like one of the X-Men?
Where no.
the guy would come out like half man and I would...
No, I don't I don't think there are any... There are a lot of urban legends
yes.
about
No, it
that.
Did happen once with Randy Cross, but that's it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don and Mike show.
Is this me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I used to work at a restaurant. That's another bestiality story. And the dishwasher there, he found out that one of the other employees had some chickens. And he ended up one night killing about 21 chickens. And we started calling him Chicken Effer after that.
Now, wait a minute. When you said he killed 21, you mean he had sex with 21 chickens?
Yes. They all died.
Yeah.
And he started...
With live? Hold on. What restaurant has live chickens, though?
No,
the good ones, John.
It was a guy's house. This guy, he found out, or just knew this guy where this guy lived, and he had chickens, and he went there, and he killed these guys' chickens.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I have to say, it's nice that he handles the plates, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I didn't 100% follow that story.
Well, apparently, that if it's true, in his quest to satisfy himself...
Yes.
That resulted in the chicken fatalities.
Yeah. I understand that, but what does that have to do with the restaurant?
Well, they knew him from the restaurant, and that's why his co-workers referred to him as Chicken Effer.
Chicken Effer, right.
Okay. The chicken cordon bleu.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Or blow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
You getting ready for that, France?
Oh, I guess I was just wondering if a lady had a, I guess, had intercourse with a super horse duke.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You can't have sex with a horse.
What do you mean?
They kick.
You know, and if you're ever going to give us one of those, that's the way to
that's
do it.
That's how you do it, yeah.
That's a textbook example.
You stuck us right into it.
Man, that was perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Why does anyone even bother to watch this bestiality movies?
I don't know. How many have we watched? Maybe 100 of them.
I've seen every one that has come down the block.
I don't want to see a man with a woman. I want to see two women, three women, something like that. But
well, don't share your hang-ups with us.
I just can't understand.
If anybody's got a good bestiality tape that we haven't seen, bring it down. It's been a long time since we've had a private screening of a video.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of those are really not eroticism as much as a curiosity. I think that's why most people look at those. I mean, we look at them, and I think everybody, you see the eyebrows go down like this, and everybody says, whoa, really?
I might have to have a contest. You make your own tape and send it in.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking about it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Come on, Mike.
Don,
you wouldn't object to that as much as sending someone door-to-door, right?
Well, not outside of the fact that in most states, that would be evidence.
Bestiality is illegal in most states.
Well, we don't tell. We just watch the tape.
You had a good weekend. You're wound up in here today.
I'm just trying to do a good show.
I got it. The animals wear masks.
So, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I used to work for a large seafood chain restaurant, and we had an employee that we caught in the refrigerated walk-in where we kept all the seafood.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he had a lobster tail. With the large jumbo tails.
Yes.
And he had his pants down around his knees. And he was in the corner, you know, going to town on it.
Man, that is cool.
You know, that is cool.
Is that sick?
Well, you know, let me just say this.
But, you know, a little drawn butter.
You know, the other night when Rob and I were at that charity dinner, the inside of that lobster looked... It looked inviting. It was very very soft and fleshy and with all the butter and stuff on it.
When you look at some of the devices that we've seen on this show also that are, you know, artificially creative, like the pocket
the pocket aussi pain.
You know, what you've got there, you know, is kind of a similar look. I mean, you're going for the same thing.
Right.
You want that sensation.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, this is Rick from Rochester. I was wondering, Don, you guys see a lot of movies, a lot, right?
What's that?
You guys we see a lot of movies, don't you?
We see a lot of movies, a lot, yes.
Okay. Now, I was wondering, did you see the particular trailer for Joe Ardinger in the movie The Animal, Sex Offender?
Was that a joke? Was he trying to make jokes?
He's trying to make a joke.
Are you trying to make funny?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because the silence at the end, it just I don't know what you were waiting for.
Come
back to school.
But the best thing is that he started the call with his name and city.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you.
Make all of Rochester, New York proud.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
What?
Radio gods. You know the difference between kinky and perverted?
What?
If you're kinky, you might use a feather. But if you're perverted, you use a whole chicken.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you guys ever hear a chicken bricking?
Oh, no. I can only imagine what this is.
Let me explain it to you. You have sex with a chicken, lamb, and chicken.
Hold on. I had to delete out part of that.
Well, hi.
I had to do, because of what you said, when you were describing the act.
When you're going to finish. Okay?
Yeah.
You take two bricks and slam them together.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I sure hope that's not why the chickens die.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That would do it, though. Wow.
God damn. Hello, chicken bricking. That's a new one.
It just gets sicker.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, you're on the air. We're doing great, thanks.
I was in Tijuana 3 summers ago with some of my buddies. And we were having drinks at this bar called the Green Iguana. And this local guy tells us about this place called the Red Door Saloon.
Yes.
We go in there. It's a bestiality place. There's a lady on a table. The table's connected to a jack, but there's a big mule, a donkey. And they jack the lady up on the table. She has sex with the donkey.
Well, and you just sit there and enjoy, like, your...
I don't know if you really enjoyed it.
Dos Equis?
Seriously, I'm not kidding about this. Isn't this, like, on every street corner in Mexico? Haven't we heard this before?
I've heard that.
You go to Mexico...
You can see that. It used to be Cuba, like, back when the mob controlled Cuba, that you could see a show like
Tijuana.
That.
Yeah, right.
It's been around for a long time.
It was not something to go back to see, but to see it once, it was there.
You know, you should call Joe in, because he was in Tijuana, not... 18 months ago.
Hello, Don and Mike. I've had enough of Joe on today's show.
Hey, I got a bestiality story for you.
All right, go.
I'm an EMP in West Virginia, the northern part of West Virginia.
It's always a good start. Always a very good start.
Yeah. We responded to a 911 call, and there was a 7-year-old kid there, and nobody else was around. And we started looking around the house, and around the back side of the house was Mom, and Mom was getting the back knocked out of her by a goat. And we were, I mean, everybody was taken aback, and we went up and asked the kid if the kid was okay, and he goes, nah.
Oh,
all right.
I knew that was coming.
You know.
Oh, my God.
We are idiots. Watch right into that one.
It shouldn't laugh. It encourages them.
Hello, Don and Mike.
3 words, Don.
What?
Large mouth bass.
All right.
They have teeth.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer. Then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Adored by all their money fans, Don and Mike.
So I hope everybody had a great Father's Day. You know, I keep wanting to tell you this story about the Father's Day, but people keep calling. Hello, Don and Mike.
I just wanted to, I know it's kind of getting old, but I had a funny bestiality story.
A real bestiality story?
Oh, yeah, it's real. It was in the paper. I could send you the article.
From where?
From Concord, in California.
All right, what is it? Very quickly, please.
All right, yeah. There was a guy I used to know through BobFreemanShow.com. It was a website, and he was...
He called to get a website on here.
No, you listen, you just called, for your website blog. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, this is Cliff, and I've got a true one from Caroline County, Virginia. It was in the Freelance Star.
Sounds like he could be involved in it.
All right, what?
Now, had a guy, his wife and kids were on vacation. He called an escort from D.C., came down, wanted to show her some videos. She didn't want to mess around with him and tried to leave. He assaulted her. She called the cops and said, by the way, when you go get him, check out his video collection. He had videotaped himself with his male beagle on top of a table. And you can check it. I think it was June the 11th was the article in the Freelance Star about what happened with him.
Does the man work at WJFK?
No.
Not a big dog, your average beagle.
They did emphasize that it's his male beagle on the table.
Mm, wow.
In the video.
Well, so that would mean he had to have in the Duke. It was a male beagle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, thank you.
And not like, you know, the aforementioned horse that we were talking about.
No, that's the size of a dime, right?
Smaller than human.
Right, right. Oh. He's still in jail doing a couple of years for that one.
Excellent.
You know, that's amazing to me. I mean, I'm not amazed that, but you hear all the time about guys who do stuff like rob banks and stuff, and they don't go to jail, but a guy who has sex with a dog is in jail.
Right.
It's unforgivable. That's why he has to go to jail.
Well, Buzz, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know, you do have guys who go in with guns and rob banks, and they get parole, yet a guy has sex with a beagle and he's in jail.
Mm-hmm. No, and I tried to get this to y'all last week when you could have gotten off the Freelance's website.
What's wrong with this country?
I don't know. Seems to me it should be the other way around.
Yeah. No one fought that.
Has no one fought that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I bet the guy robbing the bank does more time, though, right?
Hello, this is Tom Gavin's dog. Tell him to stop having sex with me.
Get out of here, would you please? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, buddy. What?
A couple weeks ago, I heard something about you guys were going to change to a different web address. Is that still in the works, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, we said at the time when we announced we were starting our own website, we said, please don't run out and buy a computer today.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. It's still in development.
I'll tell you what, though, you guys have been really a big help with me in my times of need here lately. Let me give you a little quick bio. I know you hate to hear this. I'm 40 years old, had open heart surgery, and in a week, 2 weeks ago, I had to have something pulled from the bad place.
Really? Something pulled?
Pulled.
Something removed?
The size of a nickel, about the length of about 1 inch in length,
like a
but
polyp?
It's benign.
Ah, good.
Okay.
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. You guys, this show's hilarious.
Did we ask?
Laura Korn, because Laura Korn was on her ass. I have never done that. Yeah, there you go. That's what it sounded like. I actually fell asleep. That sounds like me these days with all the extra fiber I have to say.
I think your story's not riveting. Listen to that.
That sounds good.
That is a
I
real
wish I
snore.
Could do that now. Buzz understands.
I do.
Colon's rectal, that whole area, that's not a good place to go with.
You know, when you don't play that for a while, that is a real Dennis Murphy snore. That's fierce.
It's 100% real.
God. Actually, I wish mine sounded that good right now. I really do. But
all right.
Thanks a lot for the show, guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck. Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, hey, Don. Colonel Clink, my butt hurts.
Come again?
This is Colonel Clink, Don. What's up, buddy?
Oh, my dog.
Oh, your dog is calling.
Now
they're coming into our home.
My butt. My butt.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was simply making a political statement.
Hello.
Comparing bank robbers to guys that do their dogs.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Nope.
What's wrong with these phones? Hello, you're on the air.
Who knows?
Hello.
You're talking about horses, and look what happened.
Yeah, horses and pigs and all the other stuff. Okay, so Listen, let me,
well,
no.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great.
Hey.
What?
What? I'm the, I was watching...
I need a monkey gram.
Hollywood Squares the other day?
Well.
No, and they had this dog on there like a puppet. This will go good with Kathy Lee.
On what? What are you talking about?
With Kathy Lee.
Turn your radio down.
My radio isn't on.
With something on in the background.
We hear something.
Okay. But, Hollywood Squares had this puppet of a dog on there.
Was it the insult comic? Or was it like a Rottweiler?
Yeah, Rottweiler.
Oh, you mean the dog from Conan O'Brien is on Hollywood Squares?
Triumph.
Yes, Triumph,
the insult comic dog.
Well, it might have been a rerun, but he turns to Cunningham.
Did he have a voice like that?
Yeah.
For me to poop on.
Right.
Then he turns to Cunningham Lee and he says, hey, me and Regis, we got something in common. And she turns, she says, what's that? He goes, we both got rid of our bitches this year.
Wow. That was kind of worth it.
I like that.
I was watching the Regis show today with Tony Danza.
Oh, boo.
Yuck. God. And they had, what's her name on the phone? Kelly Ripa.
Right.
And I guess she had her baby.
She did.
So they have her on the phone announcing this, and she gets done. And Tony Danza says to Regis, he turns and he says, you know, she's really great. And Regis obviously wanted to just get off the topic of Kelly Ripa's baby.
Right.
He says, yeah, she is. And then Tony Danza goes on to Ripa. He says, I was in her dressing room, and she really has a picture of you above her mirror in the dressing room. And Regis says, well, you know, she adores me or whatever. He says, and then Tony Danza says, I don't think the other one had a picture of you
up there. That's funny.
And then he says, really, you're doing good with this one. This one's better than the other one.
Ooh. And he's saying it like that?
Yes.
This one is better than the other one?
Yes.
People like, there's so much meat.
Yeah, like, you know.
I love that.
And he says, you know, she's really great. And listen, no offense to the other one, but...
The other one.
But this one, I think, is better than the other one.
Is the audience getting into it at all?
The audience is laughing their ass off. It's the closest anybody, I think, has come to really slamming Kathy Lee Gifford on that show.
Right, exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Regis was terrified of the whole thing.
Mike, that, like, Catherine the Great, the Tsarist of Russia, she had sex with horses.
I remember reading about that.
Yep, they even had a special scaffold made just for her to take it.
Yep.
Like,
Didn't Catherine the Great sleep with her horse on a regular basis?
Did she sleep with her horse on a regular basis?
That's what I read.
I don't know if it'd be on a regular basis.
There you go again, reading.
I know, I know. I hate books.
It's what I got to tell you, that whole reading thing.
It's not what it's cracked up to be. I didn't read it all, though.
Good for you, Mike.
No sleep.
Hello, Don on my show.
Yo soy un burro mexicano.
Right, Domo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Sean here. I'm a district attorney. I thought you might be interested on the laws about the bestiality. First of all, it's illegal to disseminate, to go on a site to look at, and listeners got to be careful because a lot of those sites...
Hey, Buzz, you could be arrested today.
Yeah, I could.
No, that's right. They set them up to sting people. There's a big case going on right now at AOL about it. So all the listeners, beware when you surf those sites. You might be on a Fed site. You never know it.
I mean, if you're sitting there and somebody mentions a website and you're in the privacy of your own home and you just go on there to take a look, what are you doing?
No, I agree. No, I don't think that it's right.
You know, that's not like going to kiddie porn or something. No,
absolutely not.
I agree, but the law states that it's illegal to disseminate, to look at, to have any videotapes, and of course that goes for the law as far as wire, you know.
Well, this is another law that I've decided needs to be changed on today's show.
Wait, just save it all for the senatorial campaign.
Yeah. That's another bad law.
Hello, still independent, or have you chosen a party affiliation that you're going to run on? I know you support...
Republican.
You are going to run on the Republican ticket.
Absolutely.
Because they supported you.
That's right.
That's good.
Because they gave me the free junk.
The free stuff.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Fez, and I have sex with my dog.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you still, on your first campaign stop, are you still going to wear the T-shirt with the picture of Laura and Jenna that says, give them a drink?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know how that guy was talking about Catherine the Great sleeping with her horse?
Yes.
You know how Cleopatra died from an asp bite?
Oh, she did not.
Oh, I swear to God. It was
Cleopatra did not die from having a snake up her place.
Well, no, she did commit suicide with an asp.
I read it on the internet. It's on a strange history site.
Yeah, that's backed up. Didn't you see the movie?
with Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
When Elizabeth Taylor goes into the gynecological position with the snake,
the golden syrup.
I was actually there, and that is the way it happened.
I also heard what you heard, that she did commit suicide with an ass.
Right. Well, she uses a snake. That's the story.
But I've always thought that she would, like, just tie herself up or get all tangled up in the snake. Not that she would.
What do you mean death by asphyxiation?
You know, self-asphyxiation. She was shoving it up there, and she just...
It was asphyxiation.
No. Asphyxiation is the story that I had heard, that she would tie it around her neck like a noose.
What, the snake?
Yeah.
That's how she died?
Yeah, I heard that, too. I heard she had one around her neck.
That's what I heard, really.
But an asp isn't a constrictor. An asp is poisonous.
So it's a little snake.
Well, there was one, like, around her neck, like a bow or something, and she was shoving one up, her place.
I've never heard the story about her shoving one up her place.
I don't think they have bows in either.
I swear to God.
Actually, she died from chicken bricken.
Get out of here.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you research that, please?
I'm working on it.
Don't look just at the dictionary.
Okay.
That'll be the portion of the show today that'll be educational. How did Cleopatra really commit suicide?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, I was just wondering how it's like in the future today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who can we call?
My girlfriend has a beaver, and I have sex with it all the time.
Thank you.
You know, I'm hesitant. I heard a joke over the weekend. What's the similarity between Janet Reno giving you a BJ and walking across the Grand Canyon on a tightrope?
What?
In both cases, under no circumstances are you supposed to look down.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, off the topic, can I ask you a programming question?
Sure.
We could go Monday instead of that hokey America in the Morning show.
Oh, that show's canceled. We're getting rid of that show.
Good, because the Sports Junkies were on, and I was thrilled, and I was curious if that was permanent.
Yeah, I'm going to rerun their show in the overnights.
That is beautiful.
Yes,
thank you. That's all.
Another genius move. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Really, we had the worst show on the station in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What was it called?
America in the Morning.
Kind of like a generic news info show?
What with Jim Bohannon?
It fit. I mean, Jim's a nice guy and all, but it doesn't fit.
Good morning, everybody. Big futures in the Midwest are up. George Bush is in Europe. It's 9 after the hour. And the Philadelphia 76ers have lost the championship to the Lakers.
That's the segue from, you know, Larry's show when he used to have.
Yeah, right. That's right. Absolutely. And now here's Larry King.
That's right. Here's Larry.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you know, bestiality's been accepted for years because, you know, Sherry Lewis has had her hand up Lamb Chop's bone for quite a while.
Okay. Goodbye. Buzz, were you able to do the research on Cleopatra there?
I'm on the internet now. I did look up the dictionary definitions of both asp and boa constrictor just to see if it would give us any clues. And yeah, asp is a small, poisonous African snake, and boa constrictor, you know, we all know what that is. But I'm still looking for Cleopatra. The only Cleopatra I've found so far.
And we had a song today about an anaconda.
We did. You want to sing it with Anaconda?
Or we could say Cleopatra's.
An enormous Cleopatra's penis?
Right.
Okay, Cleopatra's penis.
Right.
Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string. Cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
Okay, guys, here we go.
Take a look at my
Cleopatra's
penis. And my troubles start to melt away. I take a look at my
Cleopatra's
penis. And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts.
That's right.
And the feeling like a sunshiny day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, I wish people would stop talking about Cleopatra. That's ancient history, man.
Ever forward.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
The real story about Cleopatra, I remember from literature, is that she had an asp, little tiny poisonous snake, and she put it to her breast.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
There was no sex involved.
All right. Well, it depends on how sensitive your breasts are.
This is no boating accident.
No. Maybe somebody had sex with her after she died. That I don't know about.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well, Buzz is on the case right now.
Well, all she had were handmaidens around. Yeah, right.
Well,
the good old handmaidens.
They give her a maiden job?
Maybe.
Okay. Thank you. We gotta run.
Goodbye.
We got to do a break. Thank you for the call. Buzz, let me know when you get the answer.
I will do that.
And we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
House may have made a contribution, but those chickens with the bricks, they made a commitment.
Made a commitment.
Thank you, Mike.
It's always nice when our general manager is quoted on the show.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right.
So, Father's Day. Very nice Father's Day. I hope,
good.
Oh, yeah, hope you had a nice one.
Absolutely.
Robert was your first.
Delightful.
Okay, everybody had a great Father's Day. Because I'm a giant fag, part of my Father's Day gift was Creed and I were going to go see Donny Osmond last night.
What better way to spend Father's Day?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've had him on the show, and he's a nice enough guy.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Hi, this is Donny Osmond. I never listen to... I can't do it. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
I did it. Here he is. So, Donny Osmond's been on the show for a long time, and, frankly, he didn't call before his appearance at Wolf Trap last night, and it's a good thing that he didn't. We arrived at Wolf Trap last night, and the people at this venue couldn't have been nicer to Frieda and I.
Right.
We knew immediately, though, that it was not going to be a even close to sellout. The show was at 8 o'clock, so I said to Frieda, we better leave no later than 6:30. Because...
to get there early.
Well, no, just to get there. I mean, when I went to see Huey Lewis at the same place
right.
last year, I sat in traffic for 45 minutes to an hour getting into the place.
Tough place to get into.
Right. So, I mean, I'm on our ass yesterday. I'm busting her balls. Like, come on, 6:30. Come on, 6:30. You're on my time. 6:30, let's go. Finally, she's ready. She's put on her makeup in the car. We're heading over there. Turn on to Route 7. Or I expect to start seeing brake lights.
Based on your experience with the other concert that you went to.
No brake lights.
Huh. Nobody.
I've seen Huey Lewis and Chicago.
Everybody's zipping in there.
And we were on Route 7. No traffic. We make the right-hand turn to go into Wolf Trap. Again, you go through a residential area.
Flying through it.
I mean, not another car on the road.
No problem. It's like perhaps everyone's forgotten that there's a concert there.
So I say, as we're getting closer and closer, and I'm realizing it's now 6:45.
Right.
I said, Frieda, what did the people from Wolf Trap say? Because they hooked me up with the great seats.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it was really no problem to hook me up with the great seats.
And down front?
Six rows from the front.
That's terrific.
Press parking.
Wow.
So I pull in, and I say to the first park policeman, because it's a park police venue, I say, hi, press parking. And, you know, normally, every other time I've been there, they're very strict about stuff.
Yeah, well, they're jammed in their press section.
He went, go ahead. Go right up there. And again, didn't ask who I was.
At quarter of seven, you had plenty of, even if you hadn't had press parking,
I could have parked virtually in the same lot.
Fantastic.
Which was right in front of the front door. So I get up to the second park policeman. I go, hi, again, I'm press parking. And again, not even a question. Who are you with? What's your name?
No credentials were checked.
No, he says, pull right behind the green car.
Go for it.
We pull right behind the green car, and we are literally 20 steps away from the front door of the place.
Wow.
It's an outside arena-type place. Holds about, I think, maybe 12,000, 15,000 people.
And it's still a little before 7 at this point?
Yes, we got there before 7.
So you got a whole hour to kill before the show starts.
So we get there, and the people come over, and they say hi to us, people from Wolf Trap. And they say, oh, Donnie's very excited that you're here. I said, great, looking forward to the show. Thinking that we're going to be brought backstage to see Donny Osmond before the show.
Do a pre-show, which, you know, you always prefer, I always prefer. It's good to meet somebody before the show.
They said, Donny is doing an interview right now, but he wants you guys to come back after the show to join him for a light dinner and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy that you're here. He's made sure you have great seats.
Right.
Couldn't be happier. please, on Donny Osmond, on Wolf Trap, enjoy a glass of wine now.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time.
So they're schmoozing you. They're treating you beautifully.
The people at Wolf Traps could not have been nicer. We got grade A treatment. So we she's having her wine. I'm having my Diet Pepsi. I'm smoking a cigar because it's outside.
Right.
I'm happy. At this point, we start to notice that it's 7:30, quarter till 8, and there's not a real push of humanity making their way into the venue.
It's kind of still rather sparse.
Yes. Mm. We decided 10 minutes till 8 to go down to our seats to see where the seats are.
Sure.
We get all the way down to the front. We are 6 rows from the stage. We are dead center.
Right.
It's at this point that we notice that maybe around us were 200-400 people.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, as you turned around at 10 minutes until 8 o'clock,
right,
there's nobody there.
Well, 400 people was the total?
Well, there were people in the lawn.
Right.
But the lawn wasn't anywhere near full.
Sure.
But there was just, as I looked behind me, just miles of empty seats.
Mm. So he, Father's Day, he's not pulling a lot of people in.
Yeah. So,
and you're pretty reasonably sure now this is his crowd.
Yeah, this is it.
And, well, describe the crowd. What was the crowd?
I'd be glad to describe the crowd to you. The crowd, myself notwithstanding, of course, the crowd was made up of losers.
oh, God.
Either it was one of two. Well, first off, lots of mo's, okay?
Lots of gay men?
Lots of homos.
Really?
Well, because he does Broadway show tunes.
Yes, that's the only thing I can think. Sure, and he's Donny Osmond.
So you had lots
he's
of,
dreamy.
He had lots of mo's. Then you had lots of housefrows,
mm-hmm,
who were there with their Donny Osmond dolls.
Were there a lot of women that were there by themselves? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, for
and
Father's Day.
There were a lot of, I mean, fat, beyond belief women,
right,
who were there. Gigantic, I mean, women who needed seriously, mm-hmm, 2 seats to sit down.
But very excited.
Women who are that fat, yes.
Mm.
And a lot of women with flowers, thinking that they're actually going to give the flowers to Donny Osmond.
Yeah, because you can't throw your panties up on stage, for God's sakes, you'd cover him up.
So Fried and I are killing time before the show, and we're just sitting there with our arms folded, and we're discussing all of the people that we're seeing around us, you know, realizing that we are, in fact, losers also, since we are, and I'm the king loser, because I've suggested this as a great Father's Day treat.
What the motivation for seeing Donny is just because Donny was fun on the show, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he was a good guy.
I don't mind, you know, I remember the Osmond Brothers songs when I was a kid.
Right, you were an Osmonds fan.
Yeah, I mean, well, not a fan, but
fan.
But no, I like, you know, I like all the music from the 70s.
Right.
So I'm thinking it'd be a nice way to celebrate Father's Day. So we're sitting there again in a row, incidentally, with only, so each row, I'd say they got maybe 75 seats in a row.
Right.
The place goes in a circle. There are 5 people sitting in our row.
In the sixth row.
In the sixth row, 5 people.
Wow. Oh, dear.
So it's me and Frieda, and there's a couple of seats away, and then there's a couple people a couple more seats away, but generally there's nobody there.
Wow.
So, 8 o'clock, thank God no opening act,
mm-hmm,
comes right out, starts singing some lame-ass song from Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, I got the horse right here.
Nope.
Miss Paul Revere.
Nope.
I don't know all the songs from Guys and Dolls. But
I don't know what it is.
It's a show tune.
But whatever it is, Rob, you got an idea?
Would it be Luck Be a Lady?
That's
Luck
it.
Luck Be a Lady tonight.
And he's got an orchestra with him, so I'm thinking, well, this is palatable.
Right.
This is all right.
And how's he sound?
Well, he sounds good, but he's singing these, you know, these queer Broadway songs that I don't like. And it's at that point that Frieda says, well, didn't you read the program? Because I leaned over and I said, what the hell is this?
He's adapting standards into his show.
Well, he's got a new record out where he does cover versions of songs from Broadway. So, like, the second song is some boring Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde song. And that's when I started checking my watch. It's 8:10.
Not a good sign.
And I leaned to Frieda and I say, you know, we might be able to get out of here in time to see Sex in the City.
She says,
well, we're in the sixth row. We can't just get up and leave.
Yeah, he'll actually see you leaving.
Let's wait and see. Now, in the meantime, the people who are there, they're having a good time. They're throwing purple socks on stage at him because he used to wear purple socks on the Donny and Marie show.
Exactly. These are people that are living back in the 70s.
Wow. Yes, and then he goes through a whole big spiel about how he was down and out, and then Peter Gabriel helped his career when he had that record Soldier of Love.
Right.
So then they start that record Soldier of Love. Now, that's okay. That's a record I've heard of, okay? Mm-hmm. So then I'm happy. Donny Osmond is singing a song that I
didn't
know.
We play that record at Wava?
Yeah, we were one of the first stations. We played it as a mystery artist because people wouldn't accept Donny Osmond singing. So we said, here's a mystery song by a mystery artist.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts singing this. I feel bad for him because what he's doing is he's walking all across the stage and he's saying hi to all the big fat house frows and they're throwing stuff at him. And there's a very small catwalk. And what he wants to do is, even though it's a small crowd, he wants to walk on this catwalk, and as he's singing, shake as many hands as he can, right? Well, he's about 10 feet in front of us, and he reaches down to shake this pig's hand, and this pig grabs him, and Donny Osmond takes a header.
Oh no! No, like pulls him off the catwalk?
Yes, I mean, he falls off the catwalk, onto the cement, half on this fat babe, half on the cement, but he continues to sing.
He's a trooper.
And now it's
so she was so large that she just yanked him off the catwalk.
He did the thing where he's leaning down and she's leaning up, and I saw it. She pulled him off, and he's still singing, and at that point, I laughed. I laughed, and I went, and immediately, every eye turns on me like,
what are you laughing at?
Bastard, what are you
doing? Come on!
But he got up and he laughed it off and he kept singing.
Did it look like he had been injured at all? Like maybe a cracked rib or something?
No, he was fine.
He was okay?
He was fine. So he gets up and then he says, that song was Soldier of Love, and that's a coincidence because my first song was Puppy Love.
Did he do it?
So then he sings Puppy Love.
Well, he does Puppy Love up front, so you got Puppy Love up front.
Right. Then we start into real hell. He does two songs that I've heard of.
Right.
And then he does two more songs from Broadway shows I've never heard of.
Okay.
Then he says, you know what I love best? And this is where we left. He says, you know what I love about this day and age? And the curtains open up, and a giant video screen comes down. And I think, you know, we're going to get like some Osmond Brothers home movies.
Which you dig.
Yeah, or he's going to sing along with some Osmond Brothers songs while he plays these.
And you'd enjoy that.
Yes. Well, no. Imagine my surprise when he says, you know who my favorite person in the world is? And, you know, people are yelling at all kinds of crap. You know, Marie, it's your sister Marie. It's Andy Williams. He says, no, my favorite person in the world is, well, we're going to get a satellite hookup here right now. And immediately, I know it's BS.
Right.
He says, we're going to get a satellite hookup with who's your favorite talk show host? And all the pigs go, Rosie! Rosie!
Oh, no.
And yet,
and it's like a pre-taped thing?
It's pre-taped. It's Rosie O'Donnell sitting at her desk at her talk show.
Oh,
and Donny Osmond says, hi, Rosie. And Rosie says, hi, Donnie. Wow, that's a great-looking crowd.
Oh, my God.
And all the morons applaud.
Oh, that is beyond jive.
And then she says, where are you tonight? And he says, I'm in Washington, D.C. And she says, wait a beat. And then she says, I love it there. And, of course, you know, the crowd laughs. And then she looks at the camera and she goes like, I really don't know where he is. And now the crowd is laughing because they're in on the joke, right? Mm. And as it turns out, she was in this lame show called Seussical.
Right. Yeah, yes. They closed due to lack of interest.
Yeah, closed virtually the day that it opened on Broadway, a Broadway show about Dr. Seuss.
Right.
Well, she was in the show. So as Donny Osmond is talking to this videotape of Rosie O'Donnell, he says, hey, Rosie, I got a great idea. And she goes, what's that, Donny? And he says, why don't we do a song together?
Oh, no. God, on video, that's just beyond cheese.
And she says, I'd love to. And the band starts playing, and the next thing you know, it's Rosie O'Donnell at her desk going, who can make the sun rise, or whatever the dumb song is. And he's singing his part, and she's singing her part. And at this point, I just looked at Frida, and I said, I don't care how nice they have treated me here.
Oh, God.
I don't care if Wolf Trapp never lets me in again.
Oh, no.
I am not going to sit through crappy Broadway songs and watch him sing to a tape of friggin' Rosie O'Donnell. We are going now. And she said, I'm with you.
Right. Good. And you know there's a problem there.
So at this point,
no debate whatsoever.
While every mook in the audience, you know, all 57 of them, are looking up at this video screen enthralled by the fact that
good time to go out, though, with the, you know, with the audio-visual presentation.
But even though there was only five or six people in our way, they were staring at the video screen, and seemed to be, they were terribly insulted that we would get up and leave.
Yeah.
And
it was not an easy exit.
No, as I was standing in the aisle waiting for people to move, we were close enough. I turned around. I'm sure he didn't recognize who I was.
Right.
But I swear to God to you, Donny Osmond made direct eye contact with. I was that
for that
close.
One moment. You were, you know, where are you going, Don?
I was close enough.
You're not leaving, are you?
Make eye contact, and he was singing. While he was singing, who can make the sun rise? He actually smiled and pointed right at me, and we are standing there waiting to leave.
Oh man!
And then finally, the people get out of the way. And we had to walk, because we were all the way in the sixth row, we had to walk up the stairs, you know, with all the people who were there enjoying the show.
What do? Look straight down when that's happening?
No, look straight ahead. Look straight ahead.
Just make eye contact with anybody.
No, we didn't make eye contact with
anybody. Not make eye contact and kind of shake your head going, oh, man.
No, what I did was, I said to Frida, I said, where's your cell phone? And she said, it's in my purse. I said, pull it out.
Pretend like there's an emergency.
Yeah, sure, I know that. I said, give me the phone. She says, who are you going to call? I said, I'm not going to call anybody.
Really? And looked really concerned and hustle
like
out.
Were there.
Oh, yeah.
I got on the phone and I said, yeah, right. And as the usher said to us, as we got to the top level there, she said, will you be coming back? I said, oh, no. Got an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go. Frida says, why did you lie to that woman?
Because, you know, it takes the hassle out of it.
I don't want to say that the show sucked, and I hated it. And once we made it past that usher, we had to go up another set of steps. I don't know if you've been to Wolf Trap, but they have the lawn seats.
Right.
So now we've got to walk past.
You have to go all the way up past the lawn to get to the parking lot?
All the people who weren't fortunate enough to be among the 60 or 70 people that were close enough to see this crappy show.
Were you able to observe? Were most of them, did they seem to be entertained?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I would say, though, that generally the temperature last night was higher than the IQ level of the average fan.
Wow,
and
an evening with Donny Osmond.
Once again, we make it past the people in lawn seats, again with the usher who says, are you coming back? And by this time, Frida's taking her phone back, and I just said, no, we're not. We get out to the front gate, and they're not set up for anybody to leave. The show's only been on for 20 minutes.
You're trapped.
So we get up there. They got that, you know, it's like when you get on a subway or something, you know, that metal thing that goes round and round.
The turnstile.
Yeah. You push against it with your hips to get it to move.
And they haven't turned it to the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
Or they haven't opened the big gate that'll let people out.
Right. They're all locked. Right. They're all locked up. And we're standing there. And at one point, I'm really holding on to this fence, shaking it, trying to get someone's attention.
I want to leave.
And the guy comes out and he says, can I help you? And I said, yeah, we're ready to go. And he said, the show just started. I said, yeah, I know, we're ready to go.
You didn't pull the family emergency thing?
No,
there.
I just said, we're ready to go.
Right.
So the guy looked at me, you know, like, you're missing out on the show of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, it really gave me a look like that.
Like, you
yeah,
want
right.
to leave?
Yeah, right. You're, what are you leaving now?
Nuts.
So we had to be walked all the way around to a separate exit because he said,
because out of whatever crowd was there, you were the only two that had chosen to leave at that early hour.
He said, we're not set up. We don't even open the gates to let people in or out until at least intermission.
That's weird.
And I looked at Frida and I said, oh, my God, can you imagine there's an intermission to this show? Can you picture this? So, you know,
Donnie will be right back when he'll talk to Oprah.
Worst possible situation as we're making our way out of the place. One of the PR ladies says, Don, where are you going? And at that point I said, gotta go. Gotta go. I'm about 10 feet away from her.
Right.
I just got my arms like that here. Gotta go. She goes, but what about Donnie after the show? I said, tell him he is great. Loved him. Loved it.
Very
Thank
showbiz.
You for treating me so nice.
Right.
You are great. Your people are great.
Get me the hell out of here.
And as I'm saying this, I'm putting my arms in the air like the guy at the airport with the
right.
when he's waving the planes. And I'm like, you are great.
Sure.
This place is great. We gotta go. Goodbye. We get into the car. We say, what the F were we doing there?
Oh, no.
Really?
But it was okay until Rosie, right?
No, I mean, it really wasn't even okay until Rosie.
Wasn't.
But when Rosie had
a big orchestra or...
The Wolf Trap Orchestra.
Oh, the Wolf Trap Orchestra.
He had his like, six pieces, and they had a string section or a brass section.
Right.
And it might have been listenable, except when the screen came down, and it was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, that would drive anybody out of the theater.
That's it, we're out of here.
And then singing with the videotape.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't see Donny Osmond after the show.
Right.
And
hope he's doing well, though.
Yes. Well, I hope so.
You wish him no ill will. I mean, you just didn't enjoy the show as much as you might have.
He's a nice guy. You know, I would
very nice
say,
guy.
You know, in the future, lose the crap with Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, would it kill you to sing One Bad Apple?
Right.
You know.
You think you might have gotten it if you hung out?
No, I don't think so. I think the format was three Broadway songs, and with the Broadway songs, he would do the full freaking version, where it's like a 7 minute. But
see, I thought I read in the newspaper that he actually does One Bad Apple, but he does it with Montel Williams.
Yeah. When he would do the songs that I've heard of, he would do much shorter versions.
Yeah, like to get them out of the way because he's expanding into this new Broadway area.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, expand on someone else's dime, Donnie.
Probably auditioning, like, for Broadway shows. That's why he's doing this kind of a tour.
And then Frida said to me on the way out, she's probably right, she said, and the shows that the shows that he was singing songs from are all either very old or loser shows, because why else would they license Donny Osmond to be able to sing the songs?
Right. That's a drag. It's too bad you weren't more entertained.
Oh, hold on. I got a woman who was there. Hey, hello, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Big fan.
Thank you.
I was at the show last night.
Yes.
And I was in the front row, actually, right there where he fell.
When he was holding up that banner?
Well, yeah, it was right before that. He didn't fall. Nobody pulled him down. What happened was he stepped onto part of the catwalk, which was actually a swinging door that opened up to the orchestra pit. And that's how he fell.
Now, honey, I saw a woman's hand go up.
Well, I was sitting right there. I was in the front. Matter of fact...
Were you the woman?
No, it was my friend.
Were you the woman? Are you the woman and you're trying to avoid liability?
Well, no.
For injuring Donny Osmond?
I was worried about him. I was hoping he looked like he might have got hurt.
Yeah, right, because that pig pulled him down into the...
But that's my friend. Don't call her that.
Now I know why you're saying nobody pulled him down.
No, all right, I listen. Was there.
It was your friend with a big, meaty arm.
Okay, it was your friend. Okay, but tell me this. Didn't you feel like getting up and leaving when they did that, as I did with that lame Rosie O'Donnell thing?
Yeah, I had heard that was going to happen, and that's pretty much how it works. He does everything ahead of time, and there's a big fan base that, like, you know, that whole thing where he went on her show and did the puppy love in the...
Did he do, did you stay for the whole show?
Yeah, I did.
Did he do One Bad Apple?
He sang, like, a couple of quick words to it, and then he stopped. He sang, the second part of the show was much better. Sorry you missed the second
half. I can't imagine the second part. The
second half after intermission.
Oh, my God.
What time did the show end? Just out of curiosity.
10 o'clock.
What time?
10.
Please, I was in the fart sack at 10. All right. Goodbye, honey.
Bye, thanks.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Hi, this is Donny Osmond. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. I suggest you don't either. It's a bad program. Don't listen to him. Thank you.
There's his endorsement. There. You were in the fart sack, and I bet she had a great fart locker.
Yeah, we And it was her friend. It was her friend, the pig, that pulled it into the crowd.
Absolutely.
I wonder if she was so upset about that.
He had a good fart involved.
We were home in time to watch Sex in the City.
The second half of the show.
Yeah.
For my money, an intermission is terrific.
I can imagine nothing more tedious. So, obviously, Donny Osmond not calling us today.
You know, can I ask you one question before you go to Buzzo, seriously, because we're the same way in this regard. It would take a lot. Have you attended many concerts where you went to the bitter end?
I could count them on one hand.
Yeah, I mean, I just, the whole thing, even if you really love what's going on, I mean, to stay to the very end
and
of
then
the concert.
If you stay to the end, you know, you're going to be in traffic. Of course, you know, last night, that obviously would not have been a problem.
He could have zipped right out of there.
To the traffic.
At 10 o'clock.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Mm-hmm. He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Colorado man invents filtered underwear.
Oh, good. Great.
No, that's a. That's like the fart sector.
Yes, it ties right in.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On a Don and Mike
Don
show.
And Mike, that was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Just mop it up with a t-shirt. The Don and Mike Show.
Time to have a buzz. The news brought to you tonight by MafiaMob.com. Join the mob at MafiaMob.com. The internet's hottest new game, MafiaMob.com. Whack everybody. Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
And an angry house brown.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, you're on the air.
I am? How unfortunate. What are you guys talking about? You're talking about Donny Osmond and you're saying all these terrible things?
Yes, honey.
He is just one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet.
I believe I said the same thing.
I've been a fan for 30 years, and you've insulted my IQ, and you've said these terrible things
yes.
about and some woman pulling for him down. No,
honey, listen,
not happening.
Honey, were you at the show?
Yes, I was.
Were you at the show? Did you see when he fell?
Yes.
Did you see when the woman pulled him?
She did not pull him.
She did.
I was sitting in the balcony above him.
You were sitting in the balcony. Well, honey, I was in the sixth row.
Opened, and he slipped.
I was in the sixth row.
Yeah, I know. I saw
you. But I don't think you said anything bad about Donny Osmond. You just said you didn't like the show.
Thought it sucked.
You said you didn't like the show.
What?
You said you didn't like the show.
No, Mike was talking about me.
I was talking to Don, and I was saying you didn't say anything bad about Donny. We still think Donny's a very nice guy.
It's just that show sucked.
No, it didn't.
Honey, it's subjective.
Yeah, well, it didn't suck. It was a good show.
You didn't think that it sucked because
it was exactly what the fans like.
The fans, and we went.
My fans liked it.
But Donnie's still a nice guy. We're not just, you know, disputing that. I'm still a fan of Donny Osmond. However, that show sucked.
It didn't suck.
It did.
No, it didn't.
It did. You know what?
It was a good show. Maybe, it was wonderful.
Maybe I didn't think it sucked because I don't have a big pimply house brow ass. I didn't show up with a bunch of flowers and a Donny Osmond doll for him.
Well, neither did I.
Neither did I.
And neither did I.
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about entertainment. It's totally subjective.
If you had a good
time. Right on.
I think you guys are subjective.
Of course, everyone is subjective.
We're all subjective.
You are the ones with the low IQs.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm really sorry that you guys even have anything to say about that.
Well, then why are you listening?
It's really bad.
Why are you listening then?
Because I was going by the stations.
You're just going by. I got it. Right. You're just going by. Well, why don't you keep going?
For years.
Why don't you just keep going?
If you don't like something, don't talk about it.
I will talk. I hate you. What do you think about that, you big fat house frau?
I don't care.
With your big pimply
ass.
I'm
not big and fat.
Yes, you are.
How do you know?
Because all of the women there, with the exception of my wife last night, were big and fat.
How did you know that, though? That's incredible. You were able to do that.
He's cresking.
That's amazing.
Sorry, I'm not.
Oh, come on. You know the truth.
Yeah. Honey, listen. Really. And don't give me this crap about... I was just driving by. Please. Your radio...
I was on my way to the store, and I put on my scanner to find a radio station.
You know, we get criticism on this show all the time in the newspaper. People call up, bust our balls. If Don goes to a show that he doesn't like and he wants to talk about it, it is absolutely his right, just like it's your right to call up and complain about that.
Why did he go to the show if he didn't like it?
Because he thought he was going to love it. Well, you dumb bitch.
Well, he could have loved it.
I should have loved it.
Right.
You should have loved Donny Osmond, you.
That's right, Don.
You'll be sorry, Donny.
You should have picked out something you like, or you should have stayed to see if it got better.
Yeah, well, I know. Honey, listen, I don't doubt that you're a giant Rosie O'Donnell fan, but as soon as that video screen came down, that was my cue to leave.
Well, that's valid. Haven't you ever been to a show and been disappointed?
Nope.
Oh, come on. You've never been to a movie and been disappointed?
Nope.
What about when you've been to all the Barry Manilow shows?
Nope.
Haven't you ever been to Dairy Queen and just came away disappointed with cone number 5 or 6?
Haven't you ever gotten up slowly, maybe on a morning where you're more tired than normal and you've sort of limped into the bathroom and then you open your eyes and you look at that mirror and you're a little disappointed?
I'm a little more optimistic than that.
Oh, optimism.
And I see a lot of good in people, but you guys are really...
I don't. I see no good in you. The only good thing I see in you is that I know the people who make Charmin bathroom tissue make a fortune off you.
I don't even use Charmin. Sorry.
Excuse me. The people, what's a popular nail?
Coronet.
White Cloud. Or how about a nail clipper?
Scott.
Since I'm guessing you just use your hand.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about you wiping yourself.
Well, you don't have any right to even talk about that. That's just rude.
Sure I do.
We can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
And not to mention the fact, you know who really is thankful that you're on this planet? What's the name of that douche company?
Summer's Eve.
Are you finished?
No.
Are you finished?
What about
the Summer's Eve people?
No.
Okay, well, you know. Keep going. Maybe you'll say something intelligent eventually.
Everything I've said's right on.
Doubtful. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something.
Everything you've said is absolutely wrong.
Listen, Mary Mega Mensa, if you're so incredibly evolved, why are you staying on the line? Why are you listening? Why are you calling?
I just want to see how far you go. That's all.
What do you mean how far we go?
What do you mean how far I'll go? I've already said that your crotch smells, that you wipe yourself with your hands.
And how do you know this? You know, how would you know any of this?
It's so funny when she says how you know this. It's like when somebody says, how did you know I do that with my hand?
How would you know any of these things?
Because I can tell. Because I am a mastermind.
There are different ways.
You're a really bad judge of people, aren't you?
There are different ways of telling things, and you can tell in this case by the smell.
We have smell-o-vision on our phone.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And as soon as you got on the show, we all agreed.
You got all kinds of books that are scratching.
You have.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, honey, you have rotten crotch odor. You wipe yourself with your hands.
Betty Joe Rotten Crotch.
This is the regular.
Pretty pink panty. And you know what?
Yeah, usually when people say bad things about other people, it's usually really about themselves.
Sure. She might have had asparagus for lunch.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
No, that's not asparagus, Rob. That's something that maybe needs attention.
Oh, they might need penicillin for that.
Mm-hmm. This is the regular trouble lady, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I think this is the lady that calls on a regular. Generates controversy.
Yep,
I've never called before.
Is this the JonBenet lady?
Who?
Yeah, I believe this is the same lady.
Oh, you think it is?
Yeah, but her total desire to stay on the line as long.
Yeah, yes, you have reason to.
It's all strategy with her.
Yeah, she wants to just keep it going. This is how she gets off. Staying on the radio as long as possible.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting off now.
You are. I mean, that's what you've called before, and you like to argue.
I've never called before.
That's what I'm smelling right now. I'm smelling you getting off.
I think you are, man. God.
And it smells like bad food.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you want me to hang up? Is that what you're saying? You want me to do that? So
sure.
You know, move on to something else or what?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that then. I just thought I would just let you know that I was pissed off about what you were saying.
Well, honey, your radio's
really wrong.
Your radio's got to dial.
Else you talk about, and I don't care if I'm on the air or not.
I suggest you find solace. In a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Then she turns the radio up.
Of course she does.
She seemed nice.
Yeah.
Satisfaction, thy name is Sponge Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wipe yourself with your hand. Absolutely. It's Brownie Sunday time. You stupid pig. Brownie Sunday time with Jerry's.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
It's Mike from the Big Sack.
Hi, Mike.
You remember me from sending you that damn tape. Of what? Bestiality.
Are you the guy who originally sent us the bestiality tape?
Yeah, I remember in the Barbra Streisand porn.
Yep.
And
Belinda
Carlisle backstage at a go-go show.
Can you resend us that tape?
Yeah, I'll retape you one and send one out.
Great. ASAP, please.
You got it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Take care, my friend.
Hold on, my friend. My friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sir. My little junior GI here, I'm thinking if she did not listen to the show, she just scanned the radio, then how did she recognize you on the sixth row unless she's been on the website or been for one of your appearances?
Oh, she was lying about everything.
Yeah.
I think I
also think I recognize her voice. I think she's one that calls a whole bunch of radio stations.
That's that lady's M.O.
No, yeah, Buzz called it,
that's
right.
That's her M.O.
It's too bad.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
That lady, that's the same lady that accused you guys of being racist.
Right.
It's her and JonBenet.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is her.
Mm-hmm.
Good call, Buzz.
It's her career.
That last guy that said he sent you the bestiality tape?
Yes.
Don, I sent you the greatest tape of all time.
Wait, what was that?
The F.U. Rudy tape, about 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I don't remember the F.U. Oh, you mean the song?
The song.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a great one. We thank you for that.
Take it as a you're welcome. Thank
all right, you got it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me, Mike, still. You're going to give me an address?
Oh, all right. Oh. Yeah, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Don.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago you had that, you went to the beach and you were telling a story about how your bathing suit was riding up on your scrot.
Yeah.
And you got that irritation.
Yes.
Well, I went to the beach and unfortunately I have the same situation. I was in the car driving back to the house and I've got the same. Well, what did you do to clear that up?
Well, let's tell the truth. Amputation.
No. Constant touching, constant rubbing, oils, creams.
And just a little Drano.
Salves. Salves.
And just a generic salve.
Like you find at the mercantile. Salve. I need a salve for my sack.
You get that special salve that has the very plain generic thing. It says, salve, good for what ails ye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops. You know what, Buzz?
Yes. My apologies.
That's all right. People call. The trouble lady called.
The news. All right. We got to do a play this. We'll come back. Nothing but news when we come right back. I promise. No more calls, really. Buzz's news, sponsored by MafiaMob.com. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
Like a four-hour comedy catheter, the Don and Mike Show.
Now here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Usually it's the women who suffer, but a Colorado man who was the victim of his wife's Dutch ovens has invented odor-filtering underwear.
Buck Weimer of Pueblo, Colorado, says he thought of it as he laid next to his wife, and I quote, suffering silently. He says she has the worst kind of flatulence because of a bowel problem.
Even in the tub.
So he's invented airtight underwear with elastic around the legs as well as the waist.
Well, that's not comfortable.
The pants themselves, oh, will you hear this? The pants themselves are made of two layers of Australian lamb's wool separated by a thin charcoal filter.
I don't know where that one came from. Sorry.
It just crept out.
Where's just the regular one?
You mean the regular non-wet?
Yeah, I'm really going to have to look just for the regular farts.
Hold on. Two layers of Australian lamb's wool.
Good morning, honey.
Separated by a charcoal filter.
That's the way it'll sound if it's inside the lamb's wool.
Muffled.
The lamb's wool is comfy.
Yeah, it should be.
Don't they make condoms out of lamb's wool?
Lamb skin. The underpants sell for just under $25 with replacement filters at $5 a piece.
Oh.
So you have to buy replacement filters.
Sure. Now, nothing will hold that.
But maybe that. Slogan is wear them for the ones you love.
You know, you get the impression old Buck's lying, though, that it's not his wife, that it's Buck himself, and his wife is complaining.
What does it matter if he's invented something this terrific?
Right.
What a sight it was, and no report of trouble.
Don't smell that lamb's wool at the end of, like, 6 months.
Oh, dear.
What am I saying 6 months? Like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 days.
Probably
2 hours.
Probably washable, though. More than 500,000 basketball fans turned out to celebrate an NBA championship with the Lakers in Los Angeles today. An incredible sight, no reports of trouble. The team was honored with a parade through the city and a rally at the Staples Center. Shaq and Kobe Bryant both predicted
incredible
a three-peat for the Lakers. Finn and busty Lara Croft jiggled her way to over $48 million at the movies over the weekend. Tomb Raider, featuring the Barbie-like Angelina Jolie, was easily the top movie this week. Atlantis was second with nearly $20.5 million. Shrek was third with nearly $13 million. Swordfish was fourth with just over $12 million. And Pearl Harbor was fifth, making another $9.5 million.
Hey, that reminds me, tomorrow on the show.
Yes?
No lie. We're going to goof call a lady.
Uh-huh. Yes?
Her name is Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
Her last name is Harbor, spelled a little differently.
Harvard.
And her first name is Pearl.
Pearl.
And she's pissed. She's tired of people calling her. She's tired of trying to buy products on the phone. And they ask her name, and she says Pearl Harbor.
And they start laughing.
Yeah, so
we'll have all the laugh tracks ready to go. Is this Pearl Harbor?
Yes. So she doesn't want to be called, but we have her phone number. We're calling her tomorrow.
Pearl Harbor. That'll be great. It was a big weekend for movies with the box office take up nearly a third from the same weekend last year.
Buzz, got to do this. Hold on. Right. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show. This is the station host, 617 WJFK.
Got an accident on Allentown Road, just west of Temple Hill Road, also Pennsylvania Avenue.
Take this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place.
Right, right.
You don't know how.
The leading cause of friction bumps. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, California is under its first blackout warning today, and the same warning's been issued for tomorrow. Temperatures around 100 have prompted utilities to warn Californians that the lights may be going out again.
See, Rob keeps thinking that's something racially motivated.
No, Rob.
That's why Rob is all excited about a blackout.
No, absolutely not, Rob. I can understand. This is about electricity.
How would you think, Rob?
You just calm down. No reports of blackouts yet. These are the first warnings, though, under a new system that notifies people a day or two in advance about rolling blackouts.
Why, so you can leave town?
I guess so.
Yeah, in Rob's neighborhood.
Or set up the generator.
This is a blackout. Is Rob driving around?
Hey, Bronx, get out.
That's Rob. That's the blackout in Rob's neighborhood.
Rob Spiewak. That's not right on so many levels. Officials say the blackouts are most likely to occur between noon and 8 p.m. both days. Relief may be in sight, though. Federal officials say they'll expand price controls in the western states so that those rules apply to electricity rates. The officials did, however, reject the tougher price caps that the Democrats wanted. Now, when you ask the doctor, how long do I have left, don't count on a straight answer. A new study finds that most doctors say they wouldn't give a candid survival estimate to a terminally ill patient.
I was told today 4 days.
Wow. Are you relieved or disappointed?
It's great, except I wanted to move our vacation off. I said, you 4 days to go on vacation.
But you're a fighter.
A fighter.
Hang in there. The researchers whose work appears in the Annals of Internal Medicine didn't ask the doctors why.
The Annals.
They wouldn't share that information. Well, the reports have subsided of a mysterious monkey man who was frightening and sometimes attacking the good people of New Delhi, India.
Sure wasn't Charles Broyhill?
It was Joe Oranger. For over 2 weeks, hundreds of people reported being attacked or chased by the monkey man.
Charles Broyhill.
I don't know.
Both injured by the monkey man got nasty scratches, but most of the wounds and all of the deaths occurred when victims injured themselves trying to run away.
Monkey man.
Monkey man is wearing a Nike golf shirt.
Monkey man.
Oh.
And now that the reports have died down, officials say the whole thing was just a case of mass hysteria and that there never was a monkey man.
Ah, they've never been on the third floor of this building.
Mass hysteria is putting it lightly. At its peak, the panic had vigilante groups armed with sticks patrolling the streets at night. But they never found anything.
You got a problem here at WJFK, you go see the monkey man. He'll fix it for you. How's that steak?
You working on that problem with Katie and the delay?
He's on it.
Enormous penis? Charlie?
How are you getting along with Alan?
Well, how about with Ken?
Yeah.
How about with Jim McClure? How about with me? How are we getting along?
Oh, he seems to be a little
agitated. A little more animated.
What about Mike O'Mara?
Yeah, there's, see that little sexual thing under there?
What about Rob?
Oh, dear.
It's always like,
there you go. Now he gets into a whole different thing. What happens if you don't get your lunch on time? I mean, like if somebody really just doesn't deliver it.
He's
in school with that.
Charlie?
Somebody raided his pants.
pantry.
You know, tomorrow we're going to start the show. We're going to do the beginning of the show. Talk about the freaking footlocker of food that Charles Broyhill has in his office.
It's like a small grocery store in his office.
But it's like, you know, if you went to a seven-year-old
right.
and said you could buy any food you want, he has Oreos, Pop-Tarts,
yep.
Dinty Moore beef stew, olives.
You could crackers. Live in that, you know, you could live in a neighborhood for a long time with that food. It would be Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
You know, Charlie and I used to share an office, and since the changeover, since he got the new office,
right.
today is the day that he finally got all the food out. There was like little stashes of it everywhere.
And it's all you. It's just loaded with preservatives.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't have a problem with that.
He'll live 10 days after he stops living because he won't decay.
Well, the vigilantes with sticks never found anything despite the $1,000 reward. The monkey man was, quoting police, a mere figment of the imagination of emotionally weak people.
Monkey man.
Monkey man.
And Perry the Clown will keep working in Provincetown, Massachusetts, but only thanks to the ACLU.
Ooh, Provincetown. Down.
The police recently denied Perry a permit to perform on the street because of complaints from citizens. People said Perry the Clown whistled inappropriately at young girls, made homophobic slurs, and was frequently drunk.
Hey, fag!
The ACLU convinced the police they had no sound reason for denying Perry his right to free speech.
Hey, fag! Hey, toots! Hey, look at the fart locker on her! Come over here, let me see what's going on under those pants! You want to squeeze my nose? God, I hate fags! I'm Perry the Clown! What do you think of that, queerbait?
Perry stays, but the Chamber of Commerce is unhappy. It says he's bad for the town's image.
Hey, thank you, Buzz.
You're bad.
Want to do a clown? Thank you, Buzz. Time for a call 100 right now. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. You get some stuff.
Number one, Arbitron Radio.
The show. Look at you. You're so sexy. I'm getting a Woody just looking at you.
God freaking damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You see, Wednesday on the show, the girls from New Bus will be here for the completion of the three-month experiment.
Yay. Find out how many inches they've grown.
Yep, and we're going to have pictures of the girls' boobs on www.donandmikefans.com.
All right.
I'm pretty sure. I told Lisa to call that web guy today. I told you to put a sign up that says, there's nudity here.
Right.
You know, V18 or whatever crap he has to put on.
Right.
Hopefully you'll see those pictures on Wednesday. The girls will be here to be measured. Thursday, Journey. Without Steve Perry, but they got a guy who looks just like him and sounds just like him.
They're going to sing, right?
Yes, they are. They're bringing their amps and their guitars.
Very cool.
In here. And Friday, well, it's GB's birthday.
Yay!
And we're having a Golden Boy Nudathon. And that is on Friday.
And a surprise recipient of the nudes?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Cool.
One of two. I'm thinking of one of two, actually.
I mean, one of two recipients.
Yes.
Is there a possibility of getting two recipients, or...?
I'd rather keep it the one, but it'll be a nudathon.
Wow.
One who works here and one who doesn't work here are the possible recipients.
Really?
Yes.
The one who works here, can I ask one question? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
What?
Would he have to wear a tie to work?
Would he have to wear a tie?
Yes, would he wear a tie to work when he works here?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You.
In sports, Retief Goosen won the 18-hole playoff today at the U.S. Open in Tulsa. He finished with a par 70, followed by Mark Brooks with a 72. Goosen from South Africa wins $900,000.
He almost blew it.
Tiger Woods finished 11th in the tournament and gets just under $92,000.
Oh, what's it feel like to be like us, Tiger?
Wow.
Big losers. Welcome to the club. How about you, Tiger? How about you, Tiger Woods?
Finally, and you think you have trouble getting through airport metal detectors, in Ethiopia, doctors have removed more than 200 nails swallowed by a man who was complaining of stomach pains.
Oh, man.
Well, isn't that where they have no food?
Well, they've had problems there that way, yes,
right.
With famine and such, but this guy was eating nails. In fact, they found all kinds of metal in this guy's stomach, nearly 2 pounds worth, including keys.
That's a money metal stomach.
Coins, and 222 rusty nails. The man's doing well after surgery.
I'd put down
a few rusty nails in my day.
Yeah. Doctors say the 40-year-old man must have eaten all the metal objects during his 20 years as a mental patient.
Ah.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I hate it here.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you, Buzz. No! Don't miss the road, Rob Spiewak, Wednesday, 11 to 1 at Togo's. Sterling, Virginia, got a free pastrami sandwich. That's worth going right there. 37010 Community Plaza, his last appearance before France. You whore. You are a whore, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Right, right, right. What's your name?
This is Scott in Spokane.
Scott, you've won a free account to MafiaMob.com and an extra 200 points. Join the Mafia at MafiaMob.com, the Internet's hottest new game. MafiaMob.com, whack everybody. You've also a Whammo, won a Whammo Fun of the Sun toy from Whammo.
Whammo.
The leader in outdoor summer toys. You also won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the new episode of Sex and the City Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. And you've also won a Blockbuster Entertainment Pass, good for a DVD, VHS, or game rental every day for a month for 30 days. They're available now at Blockbuster for just $30. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
That's a lot of stuff we gave you. Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you, and see you tomorrow. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie. Throw that hat in the air, please. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Nicely done. See you tomorrow.
Come along, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Now let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Waited. The Don and...